Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. We're now about an hour away from the scheduled launch of a U.S. naval blockade of all Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz. The move follows weekend U.S.-Iran peace talks that ended with no deal. President Trump says Iran refuses to give up its drive for nuclear weapons.
The collapse of U.S.-Iran peace talks has rattled the world's energy markets once again. Attention is now on Washington's decision to blockade maritime traffic linked to Iran through the Strait of Hormuz, a key route for global oil. Brent crude has jumped more than 7% to just over $102 a barrel, while U.S. oil is up by more than 8% above $104. Analysts say markets are effectively back to pre-ceasefire conditions, with as much as 2 million barrels a day of oil supply at risk.
The BBC's Sulanjana Tiwari. Today's national average for a gallon of regular gas, 4.13, and that is unchanged from yesterday. Pope Leo XIV, the target of President Trump's wrath, unleashed online.
In a lengthy social media post, the president lashed out at the American-born Pope after the Catholic Church leader criticized the U.S. war against Iran. Donald Trump said he didn't think Pope Leo was doing a very good job, that he caters to the radical left, and that the Pope is in no position to criticize a president who was, in Trump's words, doing exactly what he was elected to do. He later told reporters that the only reason Leo was chosen to be the Pope was because Donald Trump was the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell has exited the California governor's race following sexual misconduct allegations against him. And although he apologizes for mistakes in judgment, as he puts it, Swalwell insists that he is innocent. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures sharply lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-793-9159.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-793-9159.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that police in Baltimore are investigating after two men showed up at a hospital with gunshot wounds early Sunday morning. Baltimore police said officers responded to a local hospital at about 3:38 a.m. on April 12th for reports of walk-in shooting victims. There, officers found a 31-year-old man and a 35-year-old man suffering from apparent non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. And there's still no sign of a man who went missing in Baltimore on April 4th after a night out in Fells Point. 27-year-old Branson Odwar was seen on surveillance video near the Inner Harbor after leaving the bar on Thames Street. His electric bike had an Apple AirTag, and that's been found. Police dive teams searched the water, but nothing was found. According to a local paper, some of Odor's loved ones are concerned that the native of Kenya may have been detained by immigration agents. The Department of Homeland Security has reportedly said its officers did not arrest Odor. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered.
Kabam!
That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win.
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. The baby bird bashes one out. Masayo slugs it to the gap in left center field. It's carrying well and gone! That one was flying the opposite way off the bat of Samuel Masayo. Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, mired in a 3-for-27 slump coming in. Masayo delivered an inning number one yesterday, and it was a portent of things to come. As the Birds take the series from the Giants, 6-2 was the final. Masayo, Pete Alonso, and Kobe Mayo, all batting in the 100s, came through, knocking in five of the Birds' six runs. After the game, here's Alonso on Masayo.
His power potential is obviously through the roof. What he could be, his ceiling is just beyond sky high.
Injury news for the Orioles, not so good. Tyler O'Neill put on the 7-day IL with a concussion. Manager Albernez explains.
That was kind of new-ish. What I mean by that is, like, for a week he's been battling illness and sickness, and then on the off day he was extremely dehydrated on Thursday, and he ended up fading. And come to find out, kind of through that, we're guessing that he probably banged his head a little bit.
Elsewhere, Adley Rutschman was placed on a 10-day IL with left ankle inflammation, and Ryan Mountcastle a broken foot on Friday night. No immediate timetable for his return. Coming up in 30 minutes, Rory McIlroy making Masters history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
WCBM News Time 9:07. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A summer-like warm-up gets underway today. Mostly cloudy, breezy with a stray shower and highs in the very warm low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and pretty comfortable with lows falling back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 degrees in Westminster, 68 in Easton, and 64 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. It's April 13th, by the way. I don't know about you guys out there, but my daughter goes to Baltimore County Schools, and even though they were just off for an entire week, they still had an hour delay this morning. Why? Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know. I don't know. Meanwhile, my daughter, you know, she's running out of the house and she tries to slip stuff past me, like, you know, to get in the car. So she has like this birthday bag. I'm like, Olivia, what are you doing now? She tried to run down the stairs. I caught her. She's got all her squishies in this bag. She collects these squishy toys and they're just nonsense. They're making a bunch of money off of nothing, I tell you. Well, anyway, she said she's going to go to school and they're going to do like a trade at recess. I said, how do you know? You haven't been there in a week. How do you even know the trade's going on, right? And how's it going down? Like, you don't have a phone. She said, I know this, Mom. Just trust me. I said, well, I wish you were this excited about school. And I wish the schools were this excited about schools. Again, I don't know why Baltimore County had an hour delay this morning. I don't know what's going on. I really don't. Is it to get them back in the swing of things, maybe? I don't know. We got lots to talk about today. We've got Delga Kathy Shalega and Delga Ryan Araki joining us at 9:35 a.m. And we're going to really not just talk about the fact that it's sign and die, but we're also going to talk about the fact that people are still complaining about this paint tax. And rightfully so. I was just talking about this on the live. Rightfully so, people are complaining. And I will tell you that I did speak to a Democrat in Annapolis about this, because it is a BS money grab kind of tax, okay? Now, many taxes are money grabs to begin with. It's like an oxymoron. But at the same time, let me just tell you, in case you are not familiar, in case you didn't know, as of April 1st, this went into effect. When you go buy a gallon of paint, at any paint shop, right? Sherwin-Williams, Home Depot, Lowe's, wherever you get your paint. In the state of Maryland, they're going to tax you at least $1.50 more. It's $1 or $1.50, right? Depending, I guess, on the price, depending on, you know, the percentage or what have you. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. This tax goes to a nonprofit that's not even in the state of Maryland. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, Kim, well, why are we paying this nonprofit when we go up to buy paint, and why are we paying it up front? Well, because they're saying to properly dispose of that paint, to make it environmentally friendly, they want you to take your unused paint back to, I think it's a paint store. I don't know. That hasn't, you know what? That's another piece of this. And I talked to this Democrat in Annapolis who voted for this, by the way. He said he didn't even know where to drop off the paint. I said, well, wait a minute. What? Did you read the bill? He said, of course I read the bill. Then he gets angry, right? I'm like, dude, okay, well, then where's the drop-off spots? And do you drop it off at Sherwin-Williams? Do you drop it off at Lowe's or Home Depot? Don't know. Do not know. But this nonprofit somehow, some way, gets this money up front. You're supposed to drop off this paint so they can recycle it safely, friendly, right? And then on top of it, and this is what gets me too, because I was going back and forth with this guy. I said, now, I don't know about you, but for me, I don't usually have a whole lot of paint left over. I mean, Ryan, the producer, I mean, you go, you do some of your DIY projects, you're painting your house. For me, an entire room does take a gallon, sometimes more. So who's even coming back with unused paint? And then I said to him, I asked him, I said, well, what were we doing before? What were we doing before? We were just harming the environment willingly. Everybody said, oh, you know what? Who cares? Paint everywhere. No, what you can do, because, you know, he looked at ChatGPT. What you can do is you can just leave the lid off of your paint, Brian, the producer, at night. And as it dries, it's fine to just throw it in the trash. I said, wow, isn't that something? So really, if you were done with paint, you can turn it back in to a drop-off site that we have no idea where they're located, by the way. Or if it's just a little bit of paint, you can just leave the lid off, let it dry, and throw it right in the dumpster. Then it's no longer harmful to the environment. So again, this is a money grab. It's one of the, I would say, you know what? It's probably in top 10 stupidest taxes in Maryland ever. We're going to talk to Delegate Ryan Araki and Delegate Kathy Shalega about it. And I did ask this Democrat again who voted for this. I said, so here you've got us paying up front, yet we have no idea if we're going to have paint left over. And number two, we can just do what we've been doing and just let it dry out and toss it. And I asked him, I said, why would you vote for something like this? You know what his response was? This was great. He said, well, I'm a changed man since then. It was last year, by the way. He voted for it last year. You're a changed man, huh? All right. Okay. I don't see much change. Anyways, we will talk about that in detail at 9:35 a.m. I did want to just mention, Olivia and I did watch the Artemis II splashdown live. Thank you to Senator Bullwith for sending us the link there. That was incredible, right? That was so incredible. Reed Wiseman, welcome back by the crowd at Delaney High School. In case you didn't know, Reed Wiseman, he attended Delaney High School, and there was this huge crowd there. And I thought it was great because, you know, you've got all these people that you went to high school with, and now here you are. You're one of the four, right? One of the four that goes around the moon and back in 10 days. And I just think, the astronauts that were there, if you've been listening to anything that they've been saying, just their statements have been so profound. I mean, you have so many of them talking about, you know, how they thank God for the opportunity. You know, they're bringing the Bible into the conversation. And I've noticed that you're not getting a whole lot of pushback from the left on this one, because usually when we bring up God, you know, you've got the extreme liberals that hate the fact that we do that. But here these astronauts did it, and they haven't received any backlash or pushback, and I didn't think that they would. But that just shows you, they are fine with it, depending on who's actually talking about our Lord and Savior. Anyways, I did want to just mention that. I saw where Reed Wiseman, one of his messages, his last messages up there in space, he says, don't be afraid to fail, because they were asking him, what would you tell the kids at Delaney High School today? He said, don't be afraid to fail and remain resilient. And I thought that was great. I thought that was great. I think sometimes, and I don't know if you guys see it on social media, but sometimes it's like, you know, somebody will go out and do something. Oh, you know what? Like, run for office. You go out and run for office. And then if you lose, then everybody's like hounding you, like, oh, you lost. Right? Meanwhile, these are people that never would have the courage to run for office. I feel the same way with our first responders. Our firefighters, our EMTs, our police officers. You got so many people criticizing them online, yet they don't have the courage to do anything that they're doing. The same thing with our military service members, right? All of our veterans. You've got people criticizing those that have gone through the military and served this country and even have gone to war, and you still have people criticizing them. It's like, dude, what? You can't say anything to these individuals. You have nothing to stand on. And it's always the same old crowd. You know, my mom used to call it the peanut gallery. Do people still say that? Maybe so. But it is. It's the peanut gallery on social media. And I just hope that doesn't, dissuade any kids that are thinking about not just going off to space, but anything. Anything. You know, I can understand the pressure on social media today. I did see where there's a lot of talk, again, about body positivity. And usually I'm not really into those campaigns. I'm like, look, you know, you got to understand your self-worth. That's something that's got to come from within or even within your household. You know, your parents are going to be strong, you know, advocates for that, your education, how you take care of yourself, things like that. But at the same time, I do see the body positivity campaigns and things and so forth. And I can see how it can be overwhelming for teenagers, especially on social media. I can see that. I can see that. I posted this morning in my Instagram stories. I said, okay, this is where I was January 8th. I was at the gym, right? I did one of those gym posts. And then I did one for this morning. So you had January 8th versus April 13th. And I'm in a competition with myself, right? I'm in a competition with myself. But I can see how young kids today on social media, I can see how they could, you know, want to compete with other girls or boys in school. And I can understand how that could be overwhelming and how that could get to someone's mental and emotional state. I get it. I get it. All right, we got lots to talk about today. Also, I do want to hear from Tim Herb. Don't forget, he's coming up at 9:20. He'll talk to us about what's going on in the market. You probably saw the big news over the weekend. We are going to get into what's going on in Iran. Don't worry about that. We will get into that. We will do so at 10 o'clock, actually. 10 o'clock. And there's supposed to be some movement in the Middle East at 10 o'clock, too, on our part. So we'll talk about that then. But at the same time, I did want to just mention Representative Eric Swalwell. And kind of the mess that he's in right now. Eric Swalwell, as you guys know, he's a representative in California. He does make a lot of noise. He's one of those guys that's always talking about President Trump. Believe it or not, he often talked about the Epstein files. But this guy has been doing his own thing. Now, we all known about Fang Fang, right? Remember when it was like the whole Chinese spy thing? And you know what? Even when that came out, and this is when Eric Swalwell supposedly had this relationship with this woman, this Asian woman, that, you know, happened to be a Chinese spy. And everybody was questioning and wondering, you know, did he have classified information that he shared with Fang Fang? That was the big story on it. Obviously the fact that he was with this person, you know, Fang Fang, but at the same time, what did he share with this woman? Right. So, you know, with all of that and this, all of this publicity and all of the spotlight on that story, you would have thought that that would have knocked him in his butt just a little bit. Just kind of like, hey, calm down, like cool down on hitting on the women. Right. You would have thought, but it didn't. It didn't. Even after the Fang Fang situation, allegedly, we've got to say alleged here. Allegedly, he has sexually assaulted, sexually harassed, and possibly raped individuals that he has come across, not just in D.C., but even in California. And so many interns and former staffers are also coming forward. And I will say, you know, for a guy that was really laying it in hard on the Epstein files, and for a guy that's already been in this situation with, you know, allegedly with Fang Fang, you would have thought he would have been able to keep a hold of his thang thang. You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe that he's done it over and over again. Not so, you know, more than just once. Apparently, over 50 women are going to come out and tell their stories in regards to dealing with Representative Eric Swalwell. 50 plus women. Yes, 50 plus women. Now, this is a father, and he is a husband. I'm going to read this to you. This is just posted yesterday as well. Husband of influencer threatens lawsuit against Eric Swalwell. There's lots of lawsuits that we're going to talk about, too, after the break for Eric. Claims he once sent his wife unsolicited nudes and showed up at her home. Yes, this is a woman that her husband is now threatening with the lawsuit. She's an online influencer, okay? Adam Parcome's wife, Allie, says Swalwell would go on runs in her neighborhood and tell her to come downstairs. Now, if that's not creepy, right? Disgusting. Then she also says Eric Swalwell would send her inappropriate messages and photos on Snapchat. The husband is threatening a lawsuit against Swalwell if he makes a single statement that disparages his wife. He said, in quote, "But if Eric Swalwell or his attorney makes a single statement that disparages my wife, I will be filing a lawsuit against him, and he knows it." He says, "I've already made it very clear that if he believes anything, if he believes anything I've said is untrue, he should sue me immediately." So the husband's very upset. Now, of course, lots of people were wondering, why is this just now coming out? Because I would assume that all this with the nudes and telling his wife to come downstairs and all this other stuff, I would assume that his wife told him about this previously. But now, with Eric Swalwell in the gubernatorial race, all of this is coming out. So we get back, we'll continue talking about this. Of course, at that time, you can also weigh in. Right now, we've got to see what's going on in the market because there's so much going on in the Middle East. We have our friend Tim Herb on the line from RBC Wealth Management. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. I'm doing well. It's supposed to hit 80 degrees today, Tim. I'm in
not
a good mood.
Not too shabby. Well, the weather's holding up, but the stock market might be faltering a little bit here today, Kim.
Unfortunately. Oh, no.
We talked about that last Friday. Obviously, we went into the weekend with some decent news. I know the markets were kind of back and forth a little bit. The NASDAQ posting a positive gain last week on Friday, while the remaining markets were down in negative territory last week, Kim. And again, a lot of the talks surrounding the U.S. and Iran and that two-week ceasefire agreement, of course, now over the weekend, and I'll talk about that in just a minute. Things don't look like they're going to, potentially, at least in the near term, are going to work themselves out the way that we anticipated or expected last week, which kind of provided some of that relief rally back to the market. So last week, we had a positive week, which was fantastic. The major U.S. equity indices, Kim, were higher for a second consecutive week after the ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran, provided some, essentially some de-escalation, right, momentum for the markets. Looking at the returns last week, the Dow was up over 3% last week. S&P 500 came up about 3.5%. NASDAQ posting a weekly gain of 4.7%. And then we had the small cap stocks, the Russell 2000, also in the green, positive territory, up 3.97%. We can round it up to a 4% gain, if you will, last week for the week. So again, we're seeing the back and forth. I mentioned this last Friday, Ken, that it seems like a lot of the market right now, the movement, the volatility is centered around the discussions between the U.S. and Iran and what's taking place overseas with all this geopolitical tension. But again, technology stocks mostly higher last week. Amazon was up over 13.6%, Meta posting a 9.6% gain. They were really the notable gainers, but we had other outperforming sectors in the economy throughout, not just technology, but the financials, machinery, airlines, some of the industrial companies as well, posting positive gains. The only underperformer really that we saw sector-related last week, Kim, was in fact the energy sector, seeing the price of oil. So now we're getting, again, some of the things that seem to be falling apart with the agreements between the U.S. and Iran causing more turmoil here to the market. And I unfortunately have to report that the pre-market activity doesn't look so great for the market here today, Monday morning. Dow futures, Kim, are down about 390 points currently, while the S&P 500 futures are off about 29 points currently. And then we have the NASDAQ futures, which are also down right now over 105 points here pre-market. So, again, we're looking at oil prices spiking again because of the comments over the weekend between the U.S. and Iran. Stock market, obviously, the futures are falling here, but we're seeing oil back up over $100 a barrel here. And I think a lot of the activity, as I mentioned last week, and I'll continue to say here this morning on Monday this week, is driven around the talks between the U.S. and Iran and the ceasefire and whether we see some de-escalation or not. So I wouldn't be so anxious to think that just because we had a few, positive weeks last week and the week prior on some positive discussions that we're going to necessarily be out of the woods just yet, Kim. I still think we can potentially see continued volatility in the markets depending upon how things play out. The price of oil obviously is going to impact investors and inflation concerns. So kind of not to say brace yourselves, but just expect that we may continue to see this back and forth action. One day, one week is positive, the next might not be so great. So at least to your point a moment ago, Kim, it's sunny and 80 degrees and the sun's shining. So that's a positive note. And I'll look forward to rejoining you, of course, on Wednesday morning for another edition of the Morning Market Flash.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. As you heard there, we'll continue to watch the market with Tim Herb. He'll be back on Wednesday. I guess those with the electric cars, they're having a little bit of a chuckle now, huh? Yeah, we're on the other side. Us gassers. Us gassers, we're on the other side. I didn't want to just go again through what's going on with Representative Eric Swalwell in California. You know, in case you didn't know, every hour, I was just mentioning this on the live, every hour there seems to be another update with the situation. And it's almost like the attack and a run. I mean, there's so many women coming out. It's unbelievable. It's hard to keep up. But again, this is why when they were trying to release the information with that slush fund book that's there on Capitol Hill with the Department of Treasury, this is, again, why so many people wanted to see the slush fund, those that, I guess, utilize the slush fund. They wanted to see those people revealed. And that's what I wanted to see as well. I do thank, again, Congresswoman Nancy Mace and Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna for, you know, pushing forward with that charge. Same thing with Lauren Boebert. I think she was also pushing forth with that charge, and it was unsuccessful. And there were many Democrats that have, you know, been talking about Epstein that did not want to release that information. And it's just kind of like, dude, well, what are you? What are you? All right, this is what Eric Swalwell wrote on X yesterday. He says, I'm suspending my campaign for governor. To my family, staff, friends, and supporters, I am deeply sorry for mistakes and judgment I've made in the past. I will fight the serious false allegations that have been made, but that's my fight, not the campaign's. Now, the way that this ended, people have been pointing out, they're like, dude, did you write this with ChatGPT? Was this AI? It kind of looks like it. We won't say that it was, but it kind of looks like it. Just so you know, Swalwell was long considered a top contender in a wide open field with several prominent Democrats and two Republicans ahead of the state's June nonpartisan primary. On Friday, of course, this is when his campaign was hit, when CNN and San Francisco Chronicle published reports in which women accused Swalwell of sexual misconduct. This is what I was talking about earlier. A former Swalwell staffer told CNN the congressman raped her when she was heavily intoxicated and left her bruised and bleeding. Of course, Swalwell has strongly denied the allegations. And so the woman told CNN that she said, I was pushing him off of me. I was saying no. And he just wouldn't stop. Now, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office said Saturday, this is what Sean Casey was talking about, it is investigating the allegation of sexual assault. The woman said took place in New York. The Alameda County District Attorney's Office told CNN in a statement Saturday, it's evaluating whether any alleged criminal conduct occurred within the Bay Area County. Where the same woman accused Swalwell of a separate act of misconduct, she said, took place in 2019. Again, this is all, this is Democrat on Democrat crime. This is kind of what I was talking about. And we'll get to Governor West Moore the next hour, by the way, as well. You know, if Governor Moore, you know, if he thinks that he can run in 2028, and that his own party, his own colleagues, they're going to do much more than Sinclair, the Baltimore Sun, or Gary Collins. Okay, they will take you out, my friend. So if you've got issues with your military record or what have you, just know, like I said last week, your best bet is to come out and do a sit-down interview and let it all out. Because this is what Democrats do. They fight with daggers. I mean, look, Republicans do too. But Democrats, if they don't want you to win the primary in their party, they will take you out. They will take you out. So Governor Westmore, take notes here. Coming up next, we're going to speak to Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Ryan DeRocky, and we're going to talk about sign and die, the paint tax, so much more. I have a couple questions about the budget as well. So stay right there. And then, of course, coming up in the next hour, we'll talk about the latest out of Iran. Like I said, it looks like we're making some moves there at 10 a.m.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At the Commander-in-Chief's direction, the U.S. military will launch a blockade of all Iranian ports starting today. The move comes after U.S.-Iran peace talks ended without an agreement. Oil prices are on the rise. The price of U.S. crude up 8% to $104.24 per barrel. Gas averages $4.13 a gallon nationally. That's unchanged from yesterday. California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell has suspended his gubernatorial campaign amid a rash of serious allegations raised against him, allegations of sexual misconduct. While apologizing for what he calls mistakes in judgment, Swalwell insists that the allegations are false. European leaders are welcoming Peter Major's election victory in Hungary, as well as the defeat of longtime Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. More details, srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Could the slumber be over for the polar bear?
Runner from first is going in. Alonso with a base hit at the left field line. Henderson is going to score. Here comes Taylor Ward. He can cruise in, and Pete delivers.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Alonso's two-run double in the fifth, the key hit of the game, giving Cade Povich and the Birds some breathing room on their way to a 6-2 win over the Giants yesterday at Camden Yards. The O's' fifth win in the last six games. After the game, Alonso asked about remaining aggressive through his slump.
If I'm passive, I'm not that good. So it's like if I'm passive to a game plan, I'm stuck in between, and that leads to not necessarily recognizing pitches.
The polar bear was in hibernation over the last week, just two for his last 32 coming in. Elsewhere in baseball, a hometown boy makes good in San Diego.
High drive, deep right field. There's some Merrill Madness for you right out of the yard.
Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Jackson Merrill, the pride of Severna Park High School, with a monster shot. His third of the year, Padres beat the Rockies. 7-2 was the final. Meanwhile, at Augusta National, Rory McIlroy overcoming a near meltdown on Saturday, shooting a 1-under-71 yesterday to win the 2026 Masters. Joining Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods, the only golfers to win it back-to-back.
I thought it was so difficult to win last year because of trying to win the Masters and the Grand Slam, and then this year I realized it's just really difficult to win the Masters.
And finally, in perhaps the final home game of Alex Ovechkin's career, the Capitals keep their playoff hopes alive.
McMichael with some get-up-and-go. Ryan Leonard to the outside, 2-on-1.
Joe B had the call on Monumental. Caps would shut out the Pens 3-0 behind 24 saves from Logan Thompson and need to win their final game against the Blue Jackets and have the Flyers lose twice to sneak in. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's are hit with a raft of injuries. And that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop. Shoot. Improve.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a very warm, suddenly summery day ahead of us with highs in the low 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers possible and a little breezy. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant as temperatures fall back into the mild low 60s. The sunshine is out on Tuesday and the heat is here. Highs will soar into the upper 80s. By Wednesday, we're tracking highs potentially near 90. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes, 800-314-0045.
From Reisterstown to Pig Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning, happy Monday. Just want to say on Saturday I attended a really great event, the Society of Italian American Businessmen. They call it the SIOB, and I tell you what, I had a great time. I got to call them because the band was so good. They had like the big band situation. It was so good. I got to get the name. Now, of course, I'm not hosting any events. I just want to know. But thank you, SIOB. It was a great time, and it looks like everybody had a good time out there. Of course, today is a big day in Annapolis. Right now, we've got our friends Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Ryan and Rocky on the line with us. To both of you, happy... What day is it? Happy Sunny Die. Is it really the last? I got to ask you this, Delegate Kathy Shalega. Is it really the last day to be able to push bills through?
It is, unless they call a special session. So
okay.
I think our system at Maryland General Assembly is one of the best in the country because lawmakers have 90 days, and then at midnight tonight, the gavel will come down in the Senate and the House. Hopefully, lots and lots of bills will be sitting on the rostrum that haven't been voted on, and lawmakers are done for the year.
Okay.
They can't raise your taxes anymore. They can't raise your fees. They, just leave us alone, right? The message we get from our citizens are, please, stop helping. Your helping is hurting us.
Yeah, it really is. Because I was a little bit confused. I wasn't sure if Sunny Die is the end because, what we saw over the weekend, and hopefully you can walk us through this, Delegate Ryan and Rocky, with the Community Trust Act, I did not realize that you guys were going to be there all night over the weekend basically trying to hash out what's going on in regards to the Democrats, again, trying to make sure that federal law enforcement does not work with our local law enforcement in regards to taking care of the illegal immigrants that have criminal charges that are here in our communities. Delegate Ryan and Rocky, could you explain how this bill did not die?
Yeah, so it didn't die because the activists, like organizations like CASA de Maryland, which is, an organization hell-bent on having as many illegal immigrants here in Maryland as possible, pushed, and it necessitated us staying on the House floor until about 11:30 on Saturday night. We offered, I think it was somewhere in the range of 20 different amendments to allow for communications with federal law enforcement on things like if someone has been convicted of murder or rape or is a pedophile. And, of course, all those amendments were rejected. And so what this essentially does, Kim, is says it's not no longer can you have 287G agreements. Those are already banned. This literally says if you have any communication with federal law enforcement,
that you have the possibility of not only a fine, but if you were to, like, say, a sheriff's office were to say, you know what, forget it, I'm still going to do it, you could be held in contempt of court and could go to jail now. That's how insane this is. This is absolutely a sanctuary state act. It is ridiculous. The Democrats started the session protecting criminal illegal aliens, and they're ending the session protecting criminal illegal aliens. That's what their priorities are, not Marylanders.
Yeah, you know what? I had questions about this just a bit, if I could. Delegate Kathy Schlage, I don't know if you might have the answer. Who will enforce this? You know, like if we're telling local law enforcement, like the local sheriffs, we'll say, you know, for instance, maybe Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese. If he wants to work with, you know, ICE agents and federal partners, who's going to really stop him? What could actually happen? What would be the consequences for that sheriff?
Well, I'm sure Casa de Maryland will file a lawsuit. So all of these activist immigration groups will now be empowered to sue law enforcement. And then the Attorney General of Maryland, of course, would be charged with defending them, and you know he wouldn't do that. So what this bill that they passed at 11:30 on a Saturday night, after hours and hours of us pointing out how poorly written the bill was, all of the problems, they're calling it the, quote, Trust Act, but what it is, you know, is the Sanctuary State Act. And I, in my third reader remark, said, this is a slap in the face to Lake and Riley and Dakara Thompson and Rachel Morin and Kayla Hamilton. These, what this bill does is if an illegal immigrant, so let's start with that, Kim, they're here illegally. They've already broken our law. They should be turned over to ICE for adjudication and deportation if necessary. They have a visa problem, you know, but most of them are here illegally. They came in when Joe Biden opened the borders to 10 million illegal immigrants. But no, they don't consider that a crime. But, you know, Lake and Riley's murderer was picked up in New York City, charged with endangering a child, driving without a license, released. He was picked up in Georgia for shoplifting and stealing from Walmart, released. And then shortly after that, he brutally, brutally murdered her. And so what they're doing is creating more Lake and Riley's, because if those jails had turned him over to ICE, he would be out of this country and she would be alive.
It is so, it's so heartbreaking that we have people in office that do not want to maintain public safety, yet that's why we're paying taxes and paying their salaries. You know, it is, it's a real shame, but I know you guys probably saw it over the weekend, because I know you guys both have ex, but Stephen Miller, who's with the Trump administration, he actually quote tweeted Gary Collins, who was talking about the Community Trust Act, and Stephen Miller says the Democrat Party exists now to make America into a third world country, and it is the mass looting of civilization. And so it seems to me, and you know, I could be wrong here, but it seems though the Trump administration has Maryland on its radar. And the last time I checked, we can't lose any federal funding, Delegate Ryan Araki.
That is exactly correct, Kim. We cannot lose a single dollar of federal funding. And look, we pointed this out on the House floor. Kim, you might remember last year or so, there was this discussion about Baltimore County being a sanctuary county. And, in fact, it was put on the list by the Department, Federal Department of Justice, as a sanctuary county. Well, the county freaked out so much about that, Kim, that the county executive's office reached out to me, begging me to engage with Congressman Harris to get them off that list with the Trump administration, because they stood to lose hundreds of millions of dollars. That is, we will lose way more than that as a state. It is a horrible idea to put us into that position.
Yeah, it is a shame. Speaking of a horrible idea, there's a couple of bills that were horrible ideas. Delegate Kathy Schlage, Delegate Ryan Araki on the line with us from Annapolis, and it is signee die. Delegate Schlage, the youth auto charge bill, now we are going to be, I guess it's passed. I guess Westmore hasn't signed it as of yet. I think he said it was headed to the Attorney General's office, and then it's headed to his desk. I don't know if it's moved in the past couple of days. You'll let us know, I'm sure. But now you've got these juveniles who are committing all of these crimes across the state of Maryland, they will automatically be charged as juveniles. And yet the juvenile justice system is completely overwhelmed. You have many juveniles that are still in ankle monitoring, you know, I guess you call them bracelets, that they're out and about, you know, cutting them off and still committing so many crimes. I can only imagine how much worse this is going to get. Delegate Schlegel, your reaction.
It is ridiculous. Look, we should have a No Kings rally, because the king in this state is Wes Moore, and he is a terrible king. So this bill, he commented on to Mackenzie Bross on Fox 45 and said he, quote, thought this struck the right balance. But let me tell your listeners what it does. Auto charging of juveniles, which means if a juvenile commits a bad crime or is committed as allegedly committed, because they haven't been convicted yet, multiple gun offenses, using a firearm for trafficking of drugs, selling firearms, multiple repeated times, those juveniles, instead of being charged as adults as they should be, will automatically be charged as juveniles. And the juvenile justice system is overwhelmed. No one in this state thinks it's doing a good job. The state's attorneys across our state were apoplectic about this bill, yet they passed it. Because why? 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 Because the Democrats think that these kids need a hug and a turkey sandwich, and they will right the wrongs of their bad behavior. And it's just ludicrous.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we have had many people on the show, not just legislators, but those that are in the community, community organizers, and those that work with the youth. And they will say that a lot of these kids are preyed upon by other criminals that know that they're going to get a slap on the wrist. And so you'll see a lot of recruiting efforts, whether it's outside of a Baltimore City high school or they have other juveniles recruiting them. And so this just relieves to this cycle of chaos. And Doug and Ryan DeRock, I didn't know if you wanted to weigh in on that bill.
Yeah, no, I do, Kim. And look, I would go agree with Delegate Schlegel, and I would also add that it's not just the state's attorneys, but it's law enforcement in general. You know, I'm sure you saw that Baltimore City Police Commissioner Worley recently said that the juvenile situation is out of control, that the ankle monitor situation is not working. Kids just cut them off. They're no more than jewelry. We should be listening to law enforcement. We should be listening to our police officers. We should be listening to those in the prosecutorial section. And instead, we're listening to far left activists, frankly, that don't care about victims. They are pro-criminal, and that's it. That's not how we should be. We should be thinking about public safety from the victim, not from the criminal.
No, absolutely. And during COVID, I was told how many times, trust the experts, right? Just the experts. And now here they are. They're not trusting the experts at all. And before I let you guys go, and again, happy Sunny Day. I know you've got a lot going on there in Annapolis. The paint tax is really heating up online. It's in our text line. It's on my emails. It's everywhere. People call it in. The paint tax is a problem. Delegate Kathy Schlegel, I just wanted to ask, because I did. I spoke to a Democrat that's one of your colleagues there in Annapolis over the weekend. And I asked him, I said, well, what were we doing before paying this nonprofit that's out of state to discard properly of our leftover paint? And he actually had to Google it on ChatGPT because he didn't know. Yet, Delegate Schlegel, he voted for it.
Yeah, and I said on the House floor, so they clearly don't care about the facts and the truth. In Baltimore County, you can take your paint to the Texas landfill. They have a paint recycling depot and drop off there. So it's already free. We already pay for it in our property taxes. This is going to be a $6 million, $7 million a year tax for something you don't need. Every painter estimates, hopefully well, how much paint they need to put on the wall. They don't want to pay to have extra paint. That's right. Just bad planning, right? Your paint is, you estimate it, and you try to use all of it and keep a little bit for touch-ups and patching. That's it. We're not buying, you know, gallons of extra paint that we then need to take and recycle. So allowing a paint companies are going to get to decide how much to tax and how to run the program. So, terrible idea.
It is really, truly, just in my view, Doug, it Ryan Araki, a money grab at this point, because I don't know anybody, as Doug Schlegel pointed out, that buys so much paint that they have to discard a certain way. And not only that, on top of it, if you just leave the lid off of it, Doug and Araki, your paint could dry overnight, and then you could toss it in the dumpster.
Yeah, no, Kim, that's exactly correct. But what it is this is a big part of the problem in Annapolis. It's giving money, and not only money, but in this case, taxing authority to another nonprofit. We have a huge nonprofit problem here in Annapolis. They can't even tell you how much money we are giving to nonprofits every year. The comptroller says it's somewhere between $1 and $2 billion. That's how big of a delta there is. They don't even know how much. The nonprofit situation is completely out of control. They're unelected, unaccountable. You can't even send a Public Information Act request to get these documents from these organizations. It is a huge problem here in Annapolis with nonprofits.
Well, Doug and Kathy Schlegel, Doug and Ryan Araki, I appreciate you guys joining us for First Eye Annapolis every Monday at 9:35 a.m. Happy signing day to you. If you guys could let them know, you know, as taxpayers, we don't think you guys should be able to drop confetti this evening. I think that costs money, too. Who cleans that up at the end of the night? Does that cost us money?
You know, all of us pay for all of this nonsense.
Yeah. Well, tell them we can't afford confetti. They're just going to have to cheer. Doug and Ryan Araki, Doug and Kathy Schlegel, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
And I really do mean that. Who pays for that? Do we pay for that cleanup? That's a lot of confetti. Are they calling Molly Maids? What's going on in there? Is it the staffers? The interns? I don't know. I don't want to pay for any of it. And then it's kind of insulting, right? All this confetti. You just decided to tax us all this money. And now you're dropping confetti like it was a great thing. I hate it. I really hate it. All right, we get back. If you want to weigh in on what you just heard there, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. I also have some text messages to read as well, so stay right there.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
There has been regime change in Iran. In other words, the top-tier leadership was wiped out in the opening moments of Epic Fury. The next-tier leadership that was going to replace the supreme leader, they were wiped out in one shot, so they don't exist any longer. And then you've had every major leader, everyone involved from their intelligence apparatus and police headquarters, they've all been wiped out. You know, Ministry of Everything has been wiped out, so... You know, for those that argue, well, Iran's getting exactly what they want out of the ceasefire, I don't think they're getting anything but a little bit of time to save themselves if they are smarter than the leadership that has already been killed. Otherwise, they're going to end up in hell with the rest of those leaders where they belong.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Now, you know, I've been endorsing Pure Talk for 7 years now, and I wanted to work with a wireless company that shares my values. Now, Pure Talk is a veteran-led company, and helping veterans is their North Star. Now, they've donated over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership. It's a fantastic organization who is on the front lines of preventing veteran suicide. Also, Pure Talk's creating American jobs with a U.S.-only workforce. Yeah, I guess it'd be a lot cheaper to send jobs overseas like many other companies do, but they are committed to delivering the best experience possible for their customers. And yes, I love Pure Talk service. They give you the same cell towers, the same 5G network as the big guys, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you save, on average, as a family, over $1,000 a year. Now, I choose to do business with a company that shares my values. So what about you? Make the switch. #250, keyword save now. That's #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Thank you again, Delegate Kathy Schlega, Delegate Ryan DeRocky. Happy Saturday. It's almost over. It's almost over. What a nightmare. Every 90-day session is a nightmare for us taxpayers. Want to go to the phone lines, of course, read your text messages. I've got Ernest in East Baltimore. Good morning, Ernest. How are you?
Kim, great show. Great morning. Happy weekend to you. Everything is good here. But I'm going to tell you a little story before I get into the paint tax. Kim, I was in East Baltimore like I always am, and I went to my local convenience store, right? And check out what happened. A homeless guy comes up. He's like, hey, man, you got some money you can lend me? Anything good? I said, hey, man, all I got some, you know, credit cards and, you know, bank card. He's like, oh, that's all right. They got an ATM. Go in there and get me some money. I got to eat.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Telling me to go give him some money out of an ATM at a convenience store. It fell to a new low. I want to talk about this paint tax. What are they doing for the kids that are spray painting the buildings? You know what I mean? Can they go in there and turn the cans in and get a nickel or something? You know what I mean? Like, you see, the city is just rife with graffiti, Kim. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get this. You know, I'm East Baltimore, man. I live in a row home, and the side of my building's got, like, gang signs. Like, I come out of my stoop, you know, and people are, like, spray painting the wall. I don't say nothing because it's like, you know, I don't want to get killed. But, I mean, so, but I can't believe they're going to try to charge a paint tax here. And my next thing, Kim, is Eric Swalwell. Oh, my God. This guy, man, what a loser. But guess what? If he ran for mayor of Baltimore, he'd probably win. Thanks, Kim, and have a great week.
Thank you. You too, Ernest. I appreciate you. I look forward to Ernest's calls, I have to be honest with you. Lots of passion. You know, very fired up like many of us. I like him. He's right about the whole thing with Eric Swalwell and possibly being the mayor. I don't know if you guys saw this, but over the weekend, Mayor Brandon Scott, he was elected like the chairman of that mayor's association. So imagine this. All of the mayors across the entire country, of course, in the Democrat Party, they meet, I guess, you know, I don't know if it's annually. It might be more than that. It might be quarterly. They meet in D.C., and it's like a meeting of the minds, if you can imagine. But they elected him chair. Like, he's now the head honcho. The guy that can barely string together a sentence. He is the head honcho of the Mayor's Association. The Democrat Party is really going down the toilet. I mean, it's really. I mean, you used to be the party of JFK, for crying out loud. Like, look at it now. Oh, man. I've got Johnny in Hamilton. Johnny, did you have another comment to make?
Yeah. Are you familiar with the Child Victim Act?
Yes, and I hear that we're on the hook for a lot of money that we don't have.
Well, here's how it goes, Kim. These idiots passed it. Actually, why they passed it is because a lot of them are ambulance chasers in their real job. So if you get $900,000, because it's $895,000 per occurrence, they get a third. That means they get a clean, for those at City College, $300,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you act, they cannot pay. The projections are from $11.5 billion to up to $60 billion. You cannot tax your way out. You got to have a bond issue.
Yeah.
That means with the AA rating, that because we've lost AAA, you're going to talk about interest anywhere from 8 to 10% for that bond issue. That means over $1 billion a year.
Yeah, no, they really put us in the hole. You're so right, Johnny. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope that you have a great week. Great point there as well. I guess we should have brought that up with Delegate Schlega, Delegate Naraki, and maybe I can put that on the list for next week. But he's absolutely right. There's no way for us to dig out of that. And this is what Senator Justin Reedy has been talking about for a good 2 years now. And Johnny's right. I mean, we talk about it. Most of those in Annapolis, they are attorneys. So it's a big payday for them. All right, coming up next, we'll continue this conversation. If you want to weigh in, you can. I got your text messages to read. Also, we're going to get into the latest in Iran. Yes, in the Middle East, they said no deal. But Trump says, you know what? I got something else up my sleeve. Stay right there. Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstadt. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. At the Commander-in-Chief's direction, the U.S. military is about to launch a naval blockade of Iranian ports at the Strait of Hormuz.
After ceasefire talks with Iran over the weekend ended without an agreement, President Trump said the U.S. Navy would enforce the blockade. According to U.S. Central Command, the blockade will involve all Iranian ports. However, ships traveling between non-Iranian ports could still use the Strait of Hormuz. The president wants to weaken Iran's key leverage in the war after demanding that it reopen the strait. Two Iranian news agencies reported that any military vessels in the strait would get a forceful response. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And oil prices have been rising again. Earlier today, the price of U.S. crude was up 8%. Gasoline averaging $4.13 a gallon nationally, and that is unchanged from yesterday. California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell has suspended his gubernatorial campaign, this amid a rash of serious allegations against him.
First, there were the allegations of sexual assault against Representative Eric Swalwell by several women, including one who worked for him. Then there were the calls for the Democrat to drop out of the California governor's race. Now the Manhattan DA's office says it's investigating after one of the alleged assaults reportedly took place in New York City while Swalwell was in town from California.
Correspondent Julie Walker, while apologizing for what he describes as mistakes in judgment, Swalwell also insists the allegations are false. European leaders are welcoming Peter Major's election victory in Hungary and the defeat of longtime Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 305 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index trading 24 points lower, and the S&P 500 is down 10 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I talked to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof, one great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. A 15-year-old boy has been arrested for the alleged theft of a scooter from a 69-year-old man. Police say the teen carjacked the victim's scooter Friday in the 800 block of University Parkway. Investigators tracked the scooter to the 2200 block of Kirk Avenue, where they found and arrested the suspect. Police say while they were at the home, they also arrested a 14-year-old who was wanted on an outstanding warrant for removing his ankle monitor. Police say the teen is known to law enforcement and has a history of multiple robbery arrests. Both teens were taken to the Juvenile Justice Center, where they were charged. And Baltimore will be holding a citywide community budget forum this week. The meeting will take place Wednesday at the Middle Branch Fitness and Wellness Center on Reed Bird Avenue from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. The baby bird bashes one out. Asayo slugs it to the gap in left center field. It's carrying well and gone! That one was flying the opposite way off the bat of Samuel Asayo. Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, mired in a 3-for-27 slump coming in. Asayo delivered an inning number one yesterday, and it was a portent of things to come. As the Birds take the series from the Giants, 6-2 was the final. Asayo, Pete Alonso, and Kobe Mayo, all batting in the 100s, came through, knocking in five of the Birds' six runs. After the game, here's Alonso on Asayo.
His power potential is obviously through the roof. What he could be, his ceiling is just beyond sky high.
Injury news for the Orioles, not so good. Tyler O'Neill put on the seven-day IL with a concussion. Manager Albernez explains.
That was kind of new-ish. What I mean by that is, like, for a week he's been battling illness and sickness, and then on the off day he was extremely dehydrated on Thursday, and he ended up fading. And come to find out, kind of through that, we're guessing that he probably banged his head a little bit.
Elsewhere, Adley Rutschman was placed on a 10-day IL with left ankle inflammation, and Ryan Mountcastle a broken foot on Friday night. No immediate timetable for his return. Coming up in 30 minutes, Rory McIlroy making Masters history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Let's be honest. You are way too with it to be thinking about long-term care and care plans. But step one of aging well is admitting you're aging. You can't outsmart time, but you can plan for it. Wesley Secure Care is a membership program that keeps you in control, at home, and ready for whatever comes next. Because denial is a strategy, just not a great one. So set up your strategy today. Learn more at WesleySecureCare.org.
WCBM News Time, 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A summer-like warm-up gets underway today. Mostly cloudy, breezy with a stray shower and highs in the very warm low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy and pretty comfortable with lows falling back into the low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 in Bowley's Quarter, 70 in Pikesville, and 71 in Joppa Town. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Before we get into the latest in Iran, and it's a 10 a.m. Eastern. We gotta look at the latest updates. We'll do that in just a second. As I mentioned before the break, I did want to get to your text messages as well. Again, I appreciate everybody tuning in every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon to Kim Klasick Live. I know you have options. There are many options out there. The fact that you're here with me, I really do appreciate it. You got a lot of text messages in here. Good morning, everybody. Randy says, hey, Kim, the Democrat Party used to be the party of JFK, like you said. Now they're the party of WTF. Randy, great point. Now, Randy, you also asked if I missed this before we had our connection there with the delegates, Delegate Kathy Schlage, Delegate Ryan Araki. This would have been a great question to ask Randy. Randy says you should ask them if the people can still report illegals to ICE. I would think so, Randy. I would think so. And, you know, it's funny because it's called the Community Trust Act. But, you know, if I'm in your community, I'm going to be up front. You don't want to trust me. If you're here illegally, and you know what's so funny? And, you know, I noticed that there's some people, they think maybe I'm fine with, you know, illegal immigration because they assume that I'm a Democrat because I'm black, you know? It's like, oh, a black woman, she's got to be a Democrat, right? So they're like, they'll come up to me and say things sometime, and I'm like, dude, no. If you're here illegally, can you stand right over there? Yeah, I got a phone call to make. I am Karen, and I don't care. I do not care. I thought it was funny they call it the Community Trust Act. Don't trust me. Do not trust me. You guys know how I feel about illegal immigration. I've had enough. It's like the fatigue that they talk about. I've got the fatigue. Let's see. Got a couple other text messages here. Also got a phone call here. I got Tom at Oaks Mills. Hey, Tom.
Yes. When I was in law school, I took a class called Administrative Law, which was chiefly how a law passes through a legislature. And one of your callers had mentioned lawyers in the legislature tending to benefit, you know, pass laws that benefit lawyers. And as the guest speaker was the counsel for the Maryland State Legislature, and his job was to examine draft laws and make sure they were constitutional so there weren't any problems later on. And he said the dilemma always is that, yes, if you have a legislative body full of lawyers, they're going to tend to want to pass laws that benefit lawyers, just like if they were engineers or doctors, they would do the same. But the problem is when you have a legislature full of amateurs who know little about the law, they would typically draft the law and they would run it by him, and he would say, no, this is blatantly unconstitutional. And the legislature would say, well, wait a minute now, who is the legislator, me or you? This is the law that I want to, you know, pass. And if he could get enough of his fellow bug inspectors or bartenders in real life to sign off on the law, typically, yeah, the first time it got in front of a magistrate, it would get kicked out because it was unconstitutional. So that is the dilemma. You can't, it's sort of, you know, you see what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate you explaining that as well. And, you know, even with that last caller there, Tom, I looked it up because, you know, the one that's really pushing this automatic charge for the juveniles, Senator Will Smith, is in fact a lawyer in Montgomery County. And so, yeah, it all kind of lines up. And it's truly unfortunate.
Yeah. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah. No, so true. Tom, thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great week. Thank you. You know, same thing with Senator Bill Ferguson, right? I mean, he's now with the solar panel company. And then what is he always talking about? You know, the solar panels. It's like, you know, and some people, here's the thing, because I heard this conversation before in Virginia, and they were talking about whether or not they should pay the state senators or state delegates more so that they don't have this second job where they're then trying to benefit themselves out of session. And I can understand that conversation. But it's sad that we would have to do such a thing, right? I mean, you know, for me, legislators, you know, you do this because you're passionate about it. This is what I would think. You're passionate about it. You want to make life better. It's not like a get-rich scheme. But unfortunately, you've got so many people up there. That is what this is about. They want the power, and they want to get rich quick. And, yeah, Senator Will Smith, he's, you know, the leading sponsor on, you know, charging juveniles as just juveniles instead of, you know, sending some of them to adult court where they belong. And I think a lot of that happens to be even with the repeat violent offenders. You know, even if you've got people, you know, these juveniles coming in and say they're, you know, they're coming in again for an armed carjacking. Say this is like their sixth or seventh armed carjacking. At that point, you would have charged that kid as an adult, right? Am I wrong on that? I would. But now the state's attorneys, now the prosecutors now have to go through this situation where even though it's the seventh time this kid has carjacked some poor grandmother at gunpoint, he's still going to end up at home on an ankle monitor that he can cut off his leg and then he can go do it again. And so to make the prosecutors' lives not necessarily easier, but they're going to try to get them adult time at that point anyway. And they're going to try to move it to the adult court. It's an extra step which makes money for the defense, the lawyers that are involved. And again, Senator Will Smith, you know, you can go to his page right there on the .gov website, msamaryland.gov. Just put in Senator Will Smith. He's a junior. And it says Senator Will Smith, Jr., Esquire, Montgomery County. I just, you know, it's a shame, but it is true. And it shouldn't be like that. And if we didn't have a Democrat supermajority, it wouldn't be like that. I got a text here from Mark. He says, good morning, Kim. Regarding the Maryland sanctuary law prohibiting Maryland law enforcement from cooperating with federal law enforcement, YouTube Democrat Party Senator Christopher Murphy of Connecticut says illegal aliens are the most important people in the population. Oh, wow. Communist Democrats are working to replace U.S. citizens and spread communism. Meanwhile, Mark, you know, I'm on my way up there to Massachusetts towards the end of the week. And, gosh, look, I already know how bad Connecticut and, you know, some of those states are. My parents, in case you guys didn't know, my parents are from Connecticut. I was actually originally born in Massachusetts, even though my Wikipedia page will say something else. It used to say Ghana. I think I told you guys about that. I said, Ghana? I've never even been to Africa, let alone Ghana. Wow. But, you know, when it comes to Wikipedia, this is what Elon Musk has talked about in the past. There's this organization and, you know, it's a bunch of tech geeks and gurus, I guess. They're able to just basically put whatever information they want about you on your Wikipedia page. And the way that it is if you go in and try to update it or try to, you know, correct the information, they have this system, I guess, where it notifies them immediately. And then not only do they put back the information they like, they can block you out of your own Wikipedia. It's wild the way that they have that. And that's why I think Elon Musk was saying that he would like to see Wikipedia shut down. I would, too. I read my Wikipedia page maybe about a month ago. And I was like, wow, it's all the stuff I didn't even know about myself. And here it is. Let's see. You've got Robert in the text line. He says, I'd like to get to the name of Tim's firm that he works for. Oh, RBC Wealth Management. No problem, Robert. Yes, RBC Wealth Management, and it's Tim Herb, H-E-R-B. If you go on WCBM.com, by the way, there's a link right there on the homepage that will take you right to Tim's website as well. And so, yeah, you can reach out to him there if you'd like. Speaking of the website, WCBM.com, I do have the question of the day up, but it goes with our next topic here, as we're going to talk about Iran in just a second. Maybe you don't know the answer to this, but I wanted to get your feedback. The question is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. This is the daily question. What should happen next in Iran? Do you say Iran or Iran? What do you say, Brad, the producer? You can say both. Yeah, tomato, tomato. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, anyways, what do you think should happen next? And here are your choices. Continue negotiations. Drop the bombs. Drop bombs on Iran, or let's see, bail on Iran attack altogether. Now, there are some people chatting online that would like to see President Trump just apologize and pull out. And I will say that's even in Republican circles. So those are your choices. What should happen next in Iran? Continue negotiations, drop bombs in Iran, or bail on the Iran attack altogether. Again, the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And then if you have the app, the poll question is right there in the app as well. All right. I did want to mention before we move on here. Remember we were talking about J.D. Vance. Was that last week? The beginning of last week? And you guys were really on my case about it. You guys hated me for that. I read some of the messages and I was like, all right, chill already. Okay, I get it. You love JD. I get it. Well, anyways, JD Vance was a part of that 21-hour negotiation meeting in Pakistan. And, you know, in case you missed it, there was no deal. And Iran is still looking for capabilities in regards to building nuclear weapons. And they don't want to take no for an answer. And so now you've got these negotiations that went on and nothing really came of it. I did have some audio to play for you here. But I just wanted to mention, you know, 21 hours, that's a long time. And I wonder who else was in this meeting. You have J.D. Vance, and I know Kushner was out there, you know, the same old, same old. I didn't see whether or not Secretary Marco Rubio was out there. I'm trying to find out if he was out there. But that's why I have one of the options on the question of the day. Should we continue negotiations? Is this a situation where you would want to see Trump, you know, take the reins completely on his own? I also want to note, you probably heard the break there. The Hungarian president, Viktor Orban, he did end up losing his reelection bid. And remember, we were listening to J.D. Vance last week. He was on the tarmac out there in Hungary. And he says, oh, yeah, I got to be briefed on all this when I get on the flight, da-da-da-da. And I mentioned, I was like, wait a minute. So what was he doing? Because he kept telling everybody, oh, I'm not there for the elections, well, you know, all this stuff. But, you know, Viktor Orban, who's a good friend of President Trump's, he did lose. He was in power for 16 years. And so there's a lot, I just wanted to mention, there's a lot of change happening all over the world. Okay, all over the world, which again takes us back to this attack in Iran. I want to go ahead and take a listen to this audio here as we discuss. I know some people want to call in about the latest in Iran. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Take a listen.
U.S. Central Command says a naval blockade in the Strait of Hormuz goes into effect in 16 hours. Now, the blockade will involve stopping any ships that come out of Iranian ports or Iranian coastal areas. U.S. ships will not be stopping vessels traveling from non-Iranian ports. The early stages of demining the strait has begun, and information about a safe path through the strait will be communicated to commercial mariners. Now, Iran's Revolutionary Guard put out a defiant statement that the Strait of Hormuz is now under their control, and any warship approaching the strait will be seen as a breach of the ceasefire and will be dealt with strongly. President Trump told Maria Bartiromo details of the naval blockade.
We're putting on a complete blockade. We're not going to let Iran make money on selling oil to people that they like and not people that they don't like or whatever it is. It's going to be all or none.
The announcement of the blockade came after talks in Pakistan failed to produce an agreement. Vice President J.D. Vance is back on U.S. soil after that marathon 21-hour negotiation. The demands from the U.S. included Iran open the strait, end funding of violent proxies, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthi rebels. But the big hang-up was getting Iranian negotiators to abandon their nuclear ambitions.
We need to see an affirmative commitment that they will not seek a nuclear weapon, and they will not seek the tools that would enable them to quickly achieve a nuclear weapon. That is the core goal of the President of the United States, and that's what we've tried to achieve through these negotiations.
The chief negotiator for Iran says the U.S. side failed to win the trust of the Iranian negotiators. Joey, back to you.
Mike Tilden, thank you very much.
The trust of Iranian negotiators. As if we could trust them, right? Well, anyways, real quick, just so you guys know, the U.S. military blockade on Iranian ports has taken effect. They said 10 a.m. Eastern, apparently, according to CNN. I'm looking at CNN here. They're saying that did take effect exactly at 10 a.m. Eastern this morning. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Of course, if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. What do you think should happen next? Where are you on all this? Do you want to just start to drop some bombs? Are you at the point where you're just like, you know what, why are we negotiating with terrorists? Why do we even care? And this isn't even like the head honcho that they're talking to, right? He's dead. Apparently his son's not really been in the meetings because he's severely injured is what they're reporting. I don't know how true it is. But it's like, you know, at this point, what are we doing? What are we doing? I want to get your feedback. Go ahead and call it. We'll be right back.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstedt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstedt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If fear has kept you from the dentist, the Smile Design Center is the place to go. We have a little purple pill. You'll relax and have little to no memory of your visit. Just a healthy new smile. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Funding on the show, will the fragile truce between the United States and Iran hold over the weekend? I predict the butt-kicking will resume in 3, 2.
It's tragic, really. He exploded on stage. It just was like a flash of green light, and that was it. There's a little green globule on his drum seat.
Join me noon to 3 Monday.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
All right, the blockade has taken effect there for Iranian ports. And this is exactly what President Trump said that they would do at 10 a.m. Eastern, and apparently it went off without a hitch. So right now you have a situation where the you've got the U.S. military that has blocked these vessels from going in and out of Iran. And, you know, some people are saying, okay, well, what does that do exactly? You know, from what I read, and of course, like I said, I'm never going to pretend to be an expert, but I do follow experts online. And from what I read, some experts are saying they believe with this action, the blockade, that this will put some pressure on our NATO allies. And perhaps then they will come to our aid, even though, I mean, how many times have we been to their aid, right? They've been leaving us hanging dry, you know, for this. And it's kind of crazy when you think about it, because as President Trump and so many people have mentioned before, we have done so much for our NATO allies, right? Whether it's militarily, financially. And so here we are. We're just like, dude, can we use your airspace? Can we do this? Can we do that? Little things, just little things. Nothing. These aren't real friends. Okay. These are not real friends. So anyways, like I said, that apparently went off smoothly, the blockade. I would imagine this is going to make oil prices even worse. Again, I'm not an expert. But I would imagine that this might make gas prices even higher. Also, got some text messages to read about some of the earlier topics. I'll get to those in just a second. Let's go ahead to the phone lines. I've got Terrell Owings Mills. Happy sunny day, Terrell. How are you?
All right, baby. All right. I'm going to tell you something. Ann Coulter on C-SPAN yesterday said, Donald, the strait is closed. Hey, look, she said, Donald, we're losing this war, Donald, and we're bombing little girls, okay? Kim, and guess what? He sent J.D. Vance there. He didn't destroy J.D.'s political career because it made J.D. look weak, really.
Well, I would say, real quick, Terrell, because I agree with you on this one. Real quick, I would say that this might have been intentional. Honestly, because, you know, he put J.D. Vance in a situation where he went to there for the negotiations, and then he went to Hungary for Viktor Orban, and he failed on both attempts.
That's right. That's
so
right.
I think it was kind of a test, and I could be wrong on that one.
But you know what, Kim? Donald Trump knew this all the time, because the first Ayatollah told him when he tore up the Obama-Iran deal. When he tore that deal up, Kim...
Well, Terrell, we got to stop calling that a deal. That was not a deal.
It was an agreement.
That was okay. Well, what is it? Kim, a deal? Kim, sending them money to fund terrorism is no deal.
Kim, it was called the P5+1. Do you know what that means?
No,
but
I do have a PS5.
Okay, let me just tell you, the P5+1 was France, Germany, England, China, and Russia plus us. The P5, the top nations in the world, and the United States signed that deal.
I don't care about that, Terrell. Anybody can sign it. It's still not a good deal. Jesus could have signed that deal. Still not a good deal. Sending cash to individuals that want to fund terrorism, that's not a good deal, Terrell. I don't care who signs it.
It was their money, Kim, and Barack Obama made a deal with their own money, and guess who else went over there banking some of that money? Boeing, a Caterpillar, all of them, once that money was dispersed back to Iran, all those major, because we are capitalists, all those major companies went over to Iran. Don't you know that Iran today has an order from Boeing for 400 planes with that money? Did you know that?
Terrell, the question of the day is, what should happen next in Iran? Do you think we should continue negotiations, drop bombs on Iran, or bail on the Iran attack altogether? What would you like to see?
I didn't hear you.
Did you think that we should continue negotiations? Do you think we should drop bombs on Iran to get them to move? Or do you think we should bail on the war in Iran altogether?
Kim, I just got finished telling you. Go back to the Iran deal. They might accept it, and they might not, because Donald Trump don't have a winner right now, Kim.
So you want to bend the knee to the Iranians, to this regime that wants to kill you?
Well, Donald Trump bent the knee to Iran when he lifted their tariffs. As a matter of fact, he lifted the knee
Terrell.
To China and Russia. See, when I get to you, when you
no, because why would you bend the knee to terrorists, Terrell?
Huh?
Why would you do that?
Why would I bend the knee to the terrorists?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Kim, why is he cursing Europe out?
Okay, Terrell. Now we're getting off topic here. All right. I will say this. As far as the question of the day, you know what? I'm not going to give you my answer just yet, but go ahead and take it. It's at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. That's what I asked Terrell here. What should happen next in Iran? Do you want to see continued negotiations? J.D. Vance, no, he didn't get it done. Jared Kushner, whoever else was there, they didn't get it done. But would you like to see President Trump taking the lead? Perhaps he can get it done. Your other option here is to drop bombs on Iran. That's what we were talking about before, right? And then we did the 2-week ceasefire. We're giving him time to decide. Or do you think we should bail on the Iran attack altogether? Should we just allow them to control the Strait of Hormuz and just come home? I want to know your thoughts, because some people do think that. And also, if you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680.
RN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Following the failure to reach a deal at U.S.-Iran peace talks, the U.S. military is imposing a naval blockade on Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz. The president has unleashed a long tirade against Pope Leo XIV, saying, among other things, that the pontiff is soft on crime. President Trump's endorsement, not enough to secure Hungarian Prime Minister Orbán another term in office. He lost his re-election bid, defeated by challenger Peter Majdor. Orbán had maintained friendly ties to the Kremlin during his 16 years in office. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's abrupt exit from the California governor's race leaves his rivals scrambling to lock down his former supporters in a crowded contest with no clear leader. The Dow's down 201 points, NASDAQ up 43. More details, srnnews.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Could the slumber be over for the polar bear? Runner from first is going in, Alonso with a base hit up the left field line. Henderson is going to score. In, and Pete delivers. Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Alonso's two-run double in the fifth, the key hit of the game, giving Cade Povich and the Birds some breathing room on their way to a 6-2 win over the Giants yesterday at Camden Yards.
The O's' fifth win in the last six games. After the game, Alonso asked about remaining aggressive through his slump.
If I'm passive, I'm not that good. So it's like, if I'm passive to a game plan, I'm stuck in between, and that leads to not necessarily recognizing pitches.
The polar bear was in hibernation over the last week, just two for his last 32 coming in. Elsewhere in baseball, a hometown boy makes good in San Diego.
High drive, deep right field. There's some Merrill madness for you right out of the yard.
Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Jackson Merrill, the pride of Severna Park High School, with a monster shot. His third of the year, Padres beat the Rockies. 7-2 was the final. Meanwhile, at Augusta National, Rory McIlroy overcoming a near meltdown on Saturday, shooting a 1-under-71 yesterday to win the 2026 Masters. Joining Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods, the only golfers to win it back-to-back.
I thought it was so difficult to win last year because of trying to win the Masters and the Grand Slam, and then this year I realized it's just really difficult to win the Masters.
And finally, in perhaps the final home game of Alex Ovechkin's career, the Capitals keep their playoff hopes alive.
McMichael with some get-up-and-go. Ryan Hunter to the outside, 2-on-1.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. Caps would shut out the Pens 3-0 behind 24 saves from Logan Thompson and need to win their final game against the Blue Jackets and have the Flyers lose twice to sneak in. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's are hit with a raft of injuries. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
File with TurboTax Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get the biggest refund and help you do more. File today in the Credit Karma app.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
Oh, you like the way that sounds?
All right, happy Monday. We're talking about Iran, of course. Don't forget the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It's up now. What should happen next in Iran? Continue negotiations, drop bombs on Iran, or bail on the attack altogether? Go ahead and cast your vote there at WCBM.com. It's funny, people are weighing in on Facebook as well. Emmett says, kaboom. You know what that means. Kaboom. I'll go to the phone lines here, and then I'll get to your text messages as well. I've got Kurt Edgewater. Kurt, what should we do?
These Ayatollahs are bad guys. They've spent 46 years, 400 years it was, of terror. It's time for them to see their 72 virgins that they swear they're going to get. They need to wipe these Islamo-Nazis off the face of the map, get it over with, because they're never going to be able to make any deals with them. They're stone-cold liars.
Yeah, no, and that's another part of this. And Kurt, to be honest with you, we don't really even know exactly who was in that negotiation room, right? Because we don't know exactly who they're meeting with. So it's like, you know, is it someone that can really call the shots in this matter? Or is it time to just, you know, finish them off and just be done with it? I want to lean towards just finishing them off.
They've given them plenty of chances, and like I said, all they do is lie through their teeth.
And
the other thing, I, you know, unlike most, I like hearing Terrell. He's Mo Terrell to me, and you listen to his stupidity. It just shows how unhinged Democrats are, and now you just need Curly Joe to call in so we can have the second stooge give your stupid opinion.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, no, and look, I guess what I have with the problem with Terrell's comments, I don't really have a ton of problems with what he said about JD, because you guys already know how I feel about it. I'm not going to go down that route because I know many of you will get very upset with me. But on his comments on just, you know, reinstating Obama's so-called deal is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, obviously they were over there, you know, taking their nuclear weapons to another level. On top of it, they're funding terrorism. On top of it, they're doing whatever the heck they want, right? I mean, really, they were already controlling the Strait of Hormuz. Like, why would we get back into a so-called deal like that? That's not a deal a real man would make. I mean, really. I mean, and that's one of the issues, honestly, that I had with President Barack Obama. I don't think that he had any testosterone. There was never like, you know, I'm the leader of the free world. Here I am. This is how we're going to do things. I don't think anybody was afraid of us, right? With Trump, it's a little different. I mean, we haven't been talking about, what, Kim Jong-un in a while, right? Even when it comes to Vladimir Putin. Now, Vladimir Putin is still, you know, engaged with the Ukraine. And I know that, you know, President Trump was having a hard time with him, but it surely wasn't like we saw under Joe Biden. So, you know, that's another thing about this. And I'm not saying that, you know, the president has to be a guy with testosterone. I just, you got to be able to make some decisions that are going to be tough decisions. But we have this huge military. We put so much money into this because there's times like this that we need to use it. Right? I've got my friend on the line, Alex Harlan in Baldwin. Alex, what should we do next in regards to Iran?
Oh, well, good morning, Kim. Happy signy die, and thank you again for bringing me back on the show on Friday. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing well. Hopefully your campaign's going well, too. I know you're always out there.
Yep. I actually can't wait to get back out and door knock today. But regarding Iran, so, I mean, I hate to say it, but we are kind of geopolitically pushed into a corner where the only choice we really have left is to take military action. And there's a huge reason behind that, right? Because no matter what side of like the political spectrum the president is on, all of American foreign policy, diplomacy, and all of that, it is all based on credibility, right?
Right.
So if Iran is able to successfully stand up to the United States, that changes China's calculus on Taiwan, it changes Russia's calculus on Ukraine, and then other developing countries may go, can we really trust or believe what the United States says? Maybe we should back ourselves with Russia or China for perhaps like market dominance and things like that. So we're in a position where we need to essentially find a way to be taken seriously. And, you know, kind of going back to what you were saying about Obama, I mean, he frankly, in my opinion, you know, he lost all his credibility and became seen as like the weak foreign policy president when he drew his quote-unquote line in the sand with Syria about the Assad regime using chemical weapons. And then when they did, he did absolutely nothing about it. And any and all credibility he had was lost there. And that's very dangerous.
Yeah, great point. Great point. Alex Harlan, real quick before you go, if you could let people know where they could donate to you. The district numbers all keep, you know, now they're, I can't even keep track of all of them. Which district are you in? I know you're North Baltimore County.
It's a 42A, North Baltimore County. My website is www.alexfordelegate.com. My Instagram handle is alexharlan42A. Facebook page is Friends of Alex Harlan. Next event is May 15th at Chris Cavey's house in Hampstead, Maryland.
Sounds good. Alex, thank you so much for weighing in, and we'll talk
soon.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, Alex is doing a great job. I know they're going to be out there door knocking all week long. They've been chomping at the bit. It's been Alex, Fitz, you know, and I know Chris Burnett's been doing a lot of community and door knocking stuff as well. They're all out there. Glenn Gilhar, he's always out there. Rain or shine, you know, whether it's cold or warm, he doesn't care. He's out there. That's what we need to see more of. All right, real quick before I go back to the phone lines here, question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. What should happen next in Iran? Just where you guys stand currently, I just want to let you know. 72% of you say drop the bombs. Drop the bombs on our own. That's 72%, a lot higher than I thought. 25% of you say continue negotiations, and 2% of you say bail on the attack altogether. Don't forget, WCBM.com, take part in that poll. We'll circle back around there at in the 11 o'clock hour. I've got William and Carney. Hey, William, how are you?
Thanks for taking my call, Kim.
Of course.
Yeah, well, Tehran or Iran, whatever you want to call it, when they took over Persia. If you go back into 1940, Hitler met with the Moles up in Africa and all, and they got into Nazism and communism, and then they rewrote the book of their Bible of Islam and everything else, took Christianity out of it. So, yeah, they sold their soul to Satan anyhow. And my problem is when I hear these people talk, I like Trell. He tells you who these people are out on the streets of Baltimore and the King's Rally. What I'm getting at is this. Trump knows what he's doing. His military knows what he's doing. Trump's an international businessman. He took the negotiation on behalf as a businessman and a president to give him fair warning. Yes, and you said 73% said drop the bomb.
Yeah,
I guess 74 on this half here. Yes, drop it and bring in what they did in South America with that sound equipment and just blow their eardrums out. And that's the end of it.
Yeah.
And free Persia, because I remember Persia. I lived through it up in Mass when they had all them radicals deported.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, I was up in Waltham at the time.
Oh, wow.
Working for a Hyde bird company, making bird feeders and bird houses. Yeah, so I know what went down.
Oh, nice. Well, William, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for calling in, as always. Hope you have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so William says drop the bombs. 72%. I'll refresh it in just a second. A lot of you are saying to also do the same thing. I got somebody with a different opinion here on the line, Steve in Reisterstown. Steve, you're against dropping the bombs on Iran. Explain.
No, I mean, you're going to start bombing bridges and power plants and destroy and kill people that are not, that do not believe in the regime. I mean, there's 3,000 people killed already, 300 kids.
Well, more than that, because the regime killed, I think, what they say, about 30 to 40,000 Iranians.
Kim,
so what we've done is nowhere near what they've done there.
So drop a nuke bomb. I want to debate this. But drop a nuke bomb, kill innocent people that don't believe in the regime, up to maybe $50,000, 50,000 people with a nuke bomb. That's okay.
Who is saying that, though, Steve?
What's a nuke bomb going to do? Destroy just the regime?
They're not talking about nuclear bombs. They're talking about, because look, they had a plan before where then Trump goes back and he says, no, we'll try a 2-week ceasefire. But he had a plan before to drop bombs on some of the infrastructure there. Or even some people were saying Karg Island.
Why? Well, yeah. I'm going to blow up he's going to take Iran off the map. That's what he said. And I'm pro-Trump. I was pro-MAGA. But this makes absolutely no sense. And here's another point. And I don't want anybody hunting me down. This is just my opinion. The regime hates Jewish people. But we sent two Jewish negotiators. I mean, how are you going to make a deal? The art of the deal says nothing about that. I mean, we are digging a hole that we are not going to get out of. I told you it isn't going to be over till Christmas.
No, I do remember when you told me that. So well, let me ask you real quick, Steve, before you go, and I hope nobody hunts you down for your opinion. That's ridiculous. Do you want to continue negotiations? Do you want to get out of the attack altogether? Obviously, you do not want to drop bombs, but what do you want to see happen next?
There has not been a terrorist attack since the Boston bombing by a group in the United States. The FBI is on everybody. I don't believe, I'm an isolationist. When the Constitution was made, even up to 100 years ago, we were by ourselves. Let's bring it home. Let's bring it home and protect home. This foreign government taking care of people has got to go. We can't afford it, and we don't want it.
A lot of people will agree with you, Steve. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great week. Thank you. I mean, look, I understand. And Steve, again, he's not the only one that believes so. That's why we're asking these questions, because I see a lot of people, whether it's Tucker Carlson, whether it's Nick Fuentes, whether it's Megyn Kelly. You know, I don't know all the names of all the podcasters. Those are the biggest ones that I've seen that kind of feel the same way that Steve does. Now, I will say, and I guess they're going to do some kind of investigation. Now, I don't think Steve is taking any foreign money. I mean, this is obviously his opinion, but they are going to investigate whether or not some of these large podcasters that are saying things, you know, similar to that, or they should, you know, investigate all podcasters, in my opinion, if they're going to do it. You know, I don't think you should pick out certain ones, right? I mean, like you know, if you've got this foreign influence, then you've got to register as such, right? And so hopefully they do, you know, figure out, you know, who's got foreign influence and have them register as that. But at the same time, there are a lot of people that feel the same way that Steve does. And so I feel like at this point, and I could be wrong, and you guys could correct me as you always do, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I don't think this is at a situation now where you could just bail, you know, and be like, okay, have a great day, right? Because now you're talking about the price of oil. Now you're talking about the Strait of Hormuz. There's a lot going on there militarily. So you got to do something. And that's why I said before, you know, as Steve brought up Jared Kushner and others that were a part of this negotiation, I don't think that's a bad point to make. It's not a point that people would love to hear. But the Iranians do hate Jewish people. And we did send Jewish people there to negotiate. I mean, that's just a fact. It's not like something saying something hateful. You know, could it have been a possibility where they didn't want to negotiate with J.D. Vance or those individuals at all? Is this a situation where Trump is going to have to get involved personally and go to Pakistan himself and personally meet with these Iranian leaders? It might come to that, but I want to get your feedback on it. I've got Joe in Iran. Joe, people have been waiting for you to call, it looks like.
Yeah, I heard. My second stooge. Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, man, Terrell was on something. He did his research. I hear that Obama criticism all the time, and I get it, right? I get what y'all were saying for a while, but until this war, I never thought that was actually that good of a deal. But if you think about it, right, we removed the sanctions from Iranian oil last month so that we can purchase it, and that nets them about $14 to $16 billion. Contrast that to the $1.5 billion that we gave them for them to fund terrorism, quote unquote. Knowing that there's no agreement in place now, you know that they're absolutely going to fund terrorism with that $14 billion that they just made. So in actuality, this is the worst deal that's ever been made on part of the U.S. because we just gave them $14 billion. Then we negotiate within the crazy 10-point plan, which includes them continuing to enrich uranium. I think we lost this war. We're losing this war right now, for one, because we're making Iran look like the good guys. And anytime you make the bad guys look like the good guys, public perception, you're going to lose. They're killing Trump on social media. I don't know if you see it, but they're sophisticated with their propaganda. They're killing them. And I don't know what's going to happen right now. We need to back out and save some type of face and integrity. But the further we get into this, the worst it's going to get in killing civilians is not the answer.
All right, Joe, I think a lot of people would agree with you as well. I would say it's not over yet, so I don't think we've lost, personally. I don't think it's over yet, and that's probably why I lean more towards, you know, dropping the bombs as they were supposed to do last Tuesday. I said then, I don't know why we were, you know, I guess inching backwards and giving them all this time to decide. I thought at that point, you know what, we were already there. You had, you know, President Trump on Easter Sunday. Remember, he said, open the effing strait. Yeah. At that point, I thought, just, you know, pull the trigger. That's how I felt about it.
On Easter, I just want to know, because that's this question in my head. Why do we as the public need to know the threats on social media? Why can't they just talk between themselves and leave us out of it? Because it's stressing us out, and I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Well, I think, honestly, Joe, you know, there were so many people that were calling for so much transparency, and especially when it came to the White House and some of our elected officials. And so in their minds, I think this is being transparent.
It's stressing us out. I'd rather them do it behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, look, it'd probably save us a little money at the pump if they did. All right. Yeah. I appreciate you calling in, Joe. Thank you. Hope you have a great week. Thank you. Look at that. We had a regular conversation with Joe from Baltimore. All right, we get back. We'll continue this conversation. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680.
Annapolis is broken. Wes Moore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shariah Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shariah Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shariah Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the committee to elect Shariah Youssefi. Treasurer, Andrew Hoibach.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down, so while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
Previously on Casey and Company.
And Blue City is led by blue Democrats. Doesn't matter what city it is. Their ideology is ancient. It's wrong. It's not going to fix anything. That's the reason why we need to root out the fraud and pay back the American taxpayers.
We have been ripped off, not by just foreign countries, but by our own country, by both parties taking money and spending it to addict people to government. Start your morning with Maryland's Wake Up Call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, wrapping up the conversation with Iran and, you know, what's currently going on there. Yes, the blockade did take effect at 10 a.m., so there are not ships going in and out of Iranian ports right now. I do have a text here from Daniel. He says, Kim, once you start a military operation this big, you don't just leave the job unfinished. Yeah, I will say, going back to the question of the day, don't forget, what should happen next in Iran? Continue negotiations, drop bombs, or bail on the attack altogether? I will say, again, that's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Only 3% say bail on the attack altogether. 74% say drop the bombs. And 23% say continue negotiations. And that's why I said, too, that's a possibility if you've got President Trump that takes charge, right? It's a possibility. Let's see. Ron says, Kim, why did I know that that was Joe, the loser, talking about losing? Oh, so, and Ron, I think you know, the point there is that, you know, he's talking about just go home and try to save face. You can't do that. You can't do that. And I do. I disagree with Joe on that. But I will say it was nice to have a regular, normal conversation with Joe. That was nice. Let's see. Let's go back to the phone lines here. I got Andy and Joppa. Andy, did you want to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. It's been a while since we talked last year on the budget. But on this one here, the Iranian issue, I'm prior military, and I fully understand the idea of bombing infrastructure. What most folks don't understand is that infrastructure, whether it's a bridge or an electric plant, those are all tools that are used in order to help enrich the uranium to make the bombs. Going in, the main premise was no nuclear bomb. They still have the uranium in their possession. It has to come out or be destroyed, one of the two. Otherwise, it will be used against us. One of the previous callers said, you know, the reason they didn't negotiate was because we sent two Jewish negotiators. The problem with that statement is we're the big Satan. We're not Jewish. Israel's the little Satan who's Jewish. So they don't like any of us. They don't like anybody but themselves. So saying we sent the wrong negotiators, I think, is a bad thought, because they really don't want peace with anybody.
No. I agree with you, Andy. I think his point was, though, because remember, and that was Steve, the point is, you know, here they're really upset because, you know, there was a ceasefire called, and then all of a sudden Israel, in their view, the deal was not the deal they thought they received, right? They saw that Israel was still bombing Lebanon, and they were upset about it. And I think that's what it was. I think they're, right now, they're very upset with Israel.
And that's okay in my book because they sent Hezbollah in from the north there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Israel has the right to defend, yeah.
For sure.
So, but at the end of the day, though, I think, you know, they need to, we need to hit the infrastructure, keep progressively hitting it. And if they cry uncle, cool. And, but they have to give up the uranium. They have to have free elections. Because I think one of the strategies could be is if you progressively bomb the infrastructure and you do it strategically, you can start segregating off areas of the Iranian armies and so on so that the people can actually rise up, that you can get the freedom fighters and so on to start taking over areas of the country. So if you strategically start taking out different pieces of infrastructure, then you can start isolating and start taking having the people rise up. But at the end of the day, if the people don't rise up and that's their choice, we need to protect the home shore, which means we have to leave Iran in a state that they can't produce or enrich uranium for decades to come, which means bridges have to go, water desalination, all of those different things that help do that have to be hit. Because otherwise, within a decade, we're going to be seeing nuclear mushroom clouds on this side of the ocean.
God, I hope not. Andy, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. We appreciate you. Hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. And something similar here. Lester in the text line says, Kim, somebody needs to explain to me why supplying the Iranian people with weapons and let them take out the rest of the corrupt government themselves. Why isn't that on the table? Yeah, Lester, and I guess that's what Andy was there explaining just a bit. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Also go to some local stories, and of course, it is Sunny Die. Stay right there.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-billion dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kicked the can down the road and forced local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. The appropriations and Senate finance chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Following the failure to reach a deal at U.S.-Iran peace talks, the U.S. military is imposing a naval blockade on Iranian ports on the Strait of Hormuz. Uncertainty over oil exports has driven crude prices back above $100 per barrel. The U.S. continues targeting suspected drug traffickers at sea.
The U.S. military says it blew up two boats accused of smuggling drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean and says the strike killed a total of five people, leaving one survivor. The attacks are part of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers in Latin America. The latest strikes bring the total number of people killed in boat strikes by the U.S. military to at least 168 people. The Trump administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in early September. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal has been dismissed by a federal judge.
The president filed a lawsuit last summer against the newspaper and owner Rupert Murdoch over a story connecting him to Jeffrey Epstein. The article described a sexually suggestive letter that the newspaper said bore Donald Trump's signature. In turning away the lawsuit, U.S. District Judge Darren Gales in Florida wrote that the president had failed to make the argument that the article was published with the intent to be malicious, but gave him a chance to file an amended complaint. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the face of criticism from President Trump, Pope Leo says he'll continue speaking out for peace. President Trump says there would be no peace if Iran got a nuclear weapon. Used home sales fell last month, dropping to their slowest pace in 9 months. Easing mortgage rates, more properties on the market fail to motivate home shoppers. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 213 points, the NASDAQ 73 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Annapolis Mayor Jared Lipman announced two key appointments to the city's executive leadership team. He's nominated Yolanda Lewis for Annapolis City Manager. Lewis has more than 20 years of experience in managing large-scale government operations. Anthony Coopersmith, a highly regarded legal expert in land use and municipal law, has been nominated for Annapolis City Attorney. The mayor will present the two appointments to the City Council for confirmation at today's meeting. If confirmed, Lewis will start on May 21st and Coopersmith will begin on May 7th. The Maryland Park Service has launched a new reservations management system. Officials say the upgraded system gives visitors a faster and better way to reserve campsites, cabins, mini cabins, pavilions, and other amenities at 37 Maryland State Parks. The upgraded platform delivers improved performance on desktop and mobile devices. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up to give Baltimore complete coverage for all your transmission needs. Two trusted shops, each serving the community for over a half a century. Now working together so you can choose the best no matter where you are. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, turn to Glenn Birdie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. Both offer the same courteous, professional, expert service Baltimore has counted on for generations. Free area towing and financing are available. Call Glenn Birdie Transmissions at 888-299-0557 or visit gbt-online.com or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or visit Jim Jennings Transmissions. Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, Baltimore's most dependable team. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The baby bird bashes one out. Masayo slugs it to the gap in left center field. It's carrying well and gone! That one was flying the opposite way off the bat of Samuel Masayo.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, mired in a 3-for-27 slump coming in. Masayo delivered an inning number one yesterday, and it was a portent of things to come. As the Birds take the series from the Giants, 6-2 was the final. Masayo, Pete Alonso, and Kobe Mayo, all batting in the 100s, came through, knocking in five of the Birds' six runs. After the game, here's Alonso on Masayo.
His power potential is obviously through the roof. What he could be, his ceiling is just beyond sky high.
Injury news for the Orioles, not so good. Tyler O'Neill put on the seven-day IL with a concussion. Manager Albernez explains.
That was kind of new-ish. What I mean by that is, like, for a week he's been battling illness and sickness, and then on the off day, he was extremely dehydrated on Thursday, and he ended up fading. And come to find out, kind of through that, we're guessing that he probably banged his head a little bit.
Elsewhere, Adley Rutschman was placed on a 10-day IL with left ankle inflammation, and Ryan Mountcastle a broken foot on Friday night. No immediate timetable for his return. Coming up in 30 minutes, Rory McIlroy making Masters history. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling.
But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
WCBM News Time 1107. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy today and very warm with highs in the low 80s. We could see a few stray showers. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight as lows fall back to near 60. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 in Bel Air, 72 in Edgemere, and 75 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. I can't believe we're already in the 11 o'clock hour. I feel like I just got here. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? Of course, we were talking earlier in the show about Representative Eric Swalwell, the fact that he has now suspended his gubernatorial race there in California. 50-plus women have allegedly come forward with alleged allegations that falsely accused, he says. Falsely accused. Allegations of sexual assault, sexual harassment, and even rape. I'm joking around, but it's not a joke. It's very serious. But again, everything is still just alleged. You guys might have saw, he also lost a lot of endorsements over the weekend. I think on Friday, you had Representative Adam Schiff and a few others that pulled their endorsements from Eric Swalwell's campaign. And then after that, of course, a lot of people calling for his resignation. Now, just so you know, that's not the only thing that we're looking at. He's still currently the congressman there in that California seat. And so now you've got Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna. Congresswoman, I want to say Lauren Boebert on top of this as well, but they're calling for a few members to be expulsion because they believe that there's more than just Eric Swalwell on the Hill currently that is engaged in some misconduct that has to do with sexual harassment allegations. Now, again, this is why a lot of members, not enough, but a lot, wanted the slush fund book to be released at the Department of Treasury. Because that would have gave you an inside view and a really good perspective on who's been engaging in this misconduct. And so, you know, had that book been released, I guess that was about a month ago now, in which they voted on it. Eric Swalwell, I would speculate that he would have been in that book, considering most of the women that have come forward are formerly on his staff. So you've got whether it's staff members, interns. And then there are a few that have worked, I guess, alongside his office. Again, this is all allegedly, but not directly in his office, that have also come forward. So we'll keep our eyes on that for sure. Before the break, we were talking about Iran. Don't forget the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. What should happen next in Iran? You've got just a couple of options here. Is continue negotiations, drop bombs on Iran, or bail on the attack altogether. Basically, just, grab everything and go home. As many people pointed out, that's not really a great option, but it's some people are saying that's the best bet. And we did have a caller that said the same thing. Of course, I don't agree with that, but I wanted to get your take on it. Again, that's at WCBM.com. We also spoke to Doug and Kathy Schlega, Doug and Ryan Iraqi. It is signy die. So congratulations to all the legislators in Annapolis. It's almost over. It's almost over. You're almost out of there. Which also goes back to Representative Eric Boucher, real quick, from Carroll, Frederick County. Remember, he's been packing up and going down to his office there in Arbutus. I guess he does welding. But you only had maybe about a month or so left. You know, I guess, you know what, when running a business, honestly, you know, every day counts. But you were so close to just getting out of there altogether. Now, remember, he's not running for re-election there in District 5. But, there are still people very upset with the fact that he was leaving.
I did want to note, you guys, I don't know if you guys saw it, but Sean Bolson, the former superintendent from Harford County, in case you missed it, he sat down with the Baltimore Banner. And I didn't clip anything of it, only because, number one, I don't have a subscription with the Baltimore Banner. You guys know how I feel about the Baltimore Banner. To me, it's just a rag. They're awful. They're awful. It's so biased. It's, you know, it's like a joke reading it. But Sean Bolson, he's not going to, you know, he's not beating those allegations of being a liberal anytime soon, because he did. He sat down with the Baltimore Banner. He had other offers to sit down with an interview, including from yours truly, Kim Klasick. And I said, look, you know, just want to talk to you about what possibly happened in Louisiana. Right, we heard about the black woman in the green dress. We know that his stuff that he thought was stolen was safely found in the safe of his hotel room. It was then shipped up here to Maryland. And so right now he's telling the Baltimore Banner, in case you did not see it yourself, that he believed he was, I said here, Bill Cosby'd. Right, he was roofied. And, you know, if something like that is the situation, I would think people would be very understanding, and I would think that you could come forth with that story. And so, you know, if you were drugged, and maybe that's why, because people were wondering, you know, for him, you know, why did they, I think the main question was, you know, the very next day, why didn't he check the safe? Or why did he check around further in the hotel room for the items he thought were stolen, like the laptop and such? And I think that's a legitimate question. And honestly, that's what I wanted to ask him. Is just further, you know, what went through the thought process, because we knew that they were there for, you know, a few more days because they were attending that convention. Well, anyways, he did sit down with the Baltimore Banner, if you want to take a look at it. Again, Sean Bolson, the former superintendent in Harford County. I did want to mention also, I know people were not so happy with the comments from President Trump in regards to Pope Leo. I just wanted to let you hear the sound, because, and of course, I'll get to phone lines here in just a second. But there were some people concerned, not a ton of people, because I think when Pope Leo got in, some people were not excited about him. They thought he was a little more conservative than the previous Pope. But President Trump has his own opinion on Pope Leo. Take a listen.
I don't think he's doing a very good job. He likes crime, I guess. He hit us. Think of it. He's worried about fear. What about the fear when the ministers and the priests and the all of those great people that were arrested during COVID, and in many cases they're outside 10 feet apart and they were arrested? So we don't like it. We don't like a pope that's going to say that it's okay to have a nuclear weapon. We don't want a pope that says crime is okay in our cities. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He's a very liberal person, and he's a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime. He's a man that doesn't think that we should be toying with a country that wants a nuclear weapon so they can blow up the world. I'm not a fan of Pope Leo.
All right, so there you have it. And Trump tells you how he feels, so that's what I like about him. He said he's not a fan of Pope Leo, and so some people were not so happy about it. You know, but look, Pope Leo has been saying since day one of the Iran attack that he was not for it. And so, of course, President Trump thinks, you know, on the other side of that coin, he thinks he's making some good decisions. So, of course, he's not going to appreciate what Pope Leo has had to say. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I've got Vinek in Mount Airy. Vinek, let's see. Earlier we had a caller say that he was stressed out about Iran.
Yeah. Hey, Kim, I don't want Joe to get stressed out. We need some comedy here. I think our next set of negotiators should be Kristi Noem in a miniskirt, not a hijab, and Pete Buttigieg. And the greeting should be big kisses.
You know, for good measure, Vinek, we should throw Kristi Noem's husband over there as well. And maybe he could wear his...
Well, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, yeah. No,
right,
I know.
Well, I just wanted to put some humor in. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah, no, and look, Joe is stressed out, but look, so is the market, right? I mean, you heard Tim Hurd when we were talking to him earlier with RBC Wealth Management, and, you know, their days are long with everything that's going on, for sure. Let's see, I've got another text here from my friend Robert Middle River. He says, good morning, Kim. Regarding Eric Swalwell, he just seems to be a very narcissistic and entitled man who believes he is something great because of his elected position. who really has no notable accomplishments and an embarrassment to fellow veterans. Reminds you of anyone local? Yeah, kind of sounds like Wes Moore. Robert goes on to say, but he carried this sense of self-importance to lower staff members. What a disgrace. Have a great day. Yeah, Robert. And this is what I said last week. I said, look, it's got to be more than just, you know, if an intern or a staffer, if they're over 18 and they consented on any kind of, you know, interaction, we'll say, with Representative Eric Swalwell, that it's a nothing burger. It's absolutely nothing. Now that you have these other women have come forward and said that it was not consensual, and now you've got this investigation now has been opened in New York, now you got something there. And that's why he had to drop out of his race. All right. I did, speaking of Wes Moore, thank you for that, Robert. I did want to just mention that Wes Moore, he did an onstage interview with Al Sharpton. Now, there are a lot of clips floating around. I didn't want to not only bore you, but, you know, upset you, make you sick. I mean, it's around lunchtime. I didn't want to do any of those things. So I only have one clip here from the interview, but it's floating all online. Okay, so Governor Wes Moore sat down with Al Sharpton and talking about being narcissistic and having some self-importance. Wes Moore, I don't know who's worse. Is it Eric Swalwell or Wes Moore? I would say Wes Moore. And I think that's why he has taken so much heat, honestly, for really exaggerating who he is as a person, right? His resume. You know, I will say Eric Swalwell, you know, a low life. But from what I can tell, he says who he says he is. Now, he also had a problem. You know what? Thinking about this, he had a problem a couple months ago. Remember, they were trying to figure out if he really lived in his district. And they were saying it was something similar to Adam Schiff. I don't know. They're probably going to look into that as well, I would think. And then there's another piece there with Eric Swalwell in regards to his nanny. Yes, there's a lot going on. Paying her with campaign finances. Apparently, she didn't have her work visa up to date. So much going on. I don't know who Eric Swalwell pissed off in the Democrat Party, but they are mad. They are hanging this guy out to dry. I don't think I've ever seen an attack like this on the left in quite some time. All right. Anyways, Wes Moore did sit down with Al Sharpton. He was talking about affordability, of course. And so I wanted to clip that for you because he mentions all these things that are high priced. And of course, he mentions the Trump administration, but he never mentions what he's doing here in Maryland. Take a listen.
You know, this is what we are doing right now. It is personal because I know what these soldiers are going through right now and what their families are going through right now. And in many ways, Rev, it's the conversations that are happening or not happening with Iran and all of our global partners is challenging. The biggest challenge for me, though, is the lack of conversation that's happening with the American people. These are our taxpayer dollars that are being used to do this. This is, you know, we are now watching how our gas prices continue to skyrocket, energy prices continue to skyrocket, groceries are more expensive, and we are doing this foreign war that none of us asked for, but it's being done in our name. And so I think about the fact that you know, as the President of the United States, and most importantly as the Commander-in-Chief, you owe it to us. You owe it to us. You owe it to these soldiers, these sailors, these airmen and the Marines. You owe it to them to make sure that, one, they need to know that any time that military force is used, that was the last resort.
And this guy of all guys to talk about transparency, especially when it comes to our money. Really, Wes? $8.5 million. We found out through an audit, of course, not because you're transparent in any way, but we found out that $8.5 million just somehow left the state. Nobody knows where it went, right? I'm sure it went to some nonprofit that benefits him. And then on top of this, right, he says, oh, well, nobody asked for this. Who asked for redistricting? Who asked for that conversation? You had all these town hall meetings. Nobody wanted mid-cycle redistricting. And mind you, in this interview with Al Sharpton, he talked about it again. He talked about it again. He says, oh, we should still do it. This guy. And then he says transparency. There's right now, you've got him so upset at the Sinclair Broadcasting, at the Baltimore Sun, at David Smith, Gary Collins. He's so mad at them right now because they're sharing his actual record. because God forbid he's transparent. And then, you know, of course, you got all these people nodding their heads like, yes, yes, as if he's saying something that means anything. Please. The state of Maryland right now, thanks to Wes, is a disaster. If you want to weigh in, you can, but I also want to give some feedback on why I think he was there at the National Action Network, I guess you could say forum. Not just because, obviously, you know, he wants to boost his profile. He still wants to be a very popular governor across the state, or excuse me, across the country. I think it's also because he's getting a bailout. I'll explain when we get back. Real quick, winter is officially in the rear view, and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for the prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands. Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. From now until the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill. Command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, where they say we've got your back.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years. And now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, here's what I think is happening right now with Wes Moore. I think he's still looked at as the golden ticket in the DNC, okay? And I think they're bailing him out. I think that's why he was on with Al Sharpton. That's why he was on with Jen Psaki. That's why he's, you know, they're really pushing it hard. He's been everywhere this past week or so. Now, remind you, he knows, you know, he's known for about a week or so that there's a huge story that's going to be dropping. Now, he knows what that story is. Carter, Elliott, all those guys, you know, in case you didn't know how this worked, they know exactly what the story is. We just don't know yet. Because what they do is the journalists, those at the Baltimore Sun and Spotlight of Maryland, those that are working on this, they would have called them in advance and asked them whether or not they could provide any information to dispel some of the rumors or some of the things that they have found while looking into his background and record. And so they know exactly what Spotlight on Maryland's going to drop. They know. Okay? They absolutely know. And my guess is they had nothing to share with Spotlight on Maryland. So now they're running cover. Now they're like, oh, no, they're finding out more and more about this. And we've got nothing to send to straighten it out. OK, so also right now with the Baltimore Sun, you probably saw here's the headline. Do the records match Wes Moore's story? Spotlight on Maryland investigates. Now, this was dropped, well, it was actually dropped on Friday, I believe, and then updated yesterday. It says at 11:30 a.m., but you can find it. It's at the Baltimore Sun on their website and also on Fox 45's website. And they talk about Wes's polling numbers. They talked about Baltimore pastor P.M. Smith, who's a really good pastor, a good friend, and he's spot on. He's, I mean, you know, Wes Moore says, oh, you know, the Sinclair Broadcasting and MAGA, they're out to get me because I'm a black governor and da-da-da-da-da. It's like, no, dude, first and foremost, how come no one's out to get Ivan Bates? Right? Because that's what Meryl Mosby used to say, right? She's like, everybody's coming to get me because I'm a black woman in this position. Remember? She used to say that all the time. Ivan Bates is a black guy. Is anybody out to get him? No, because he's doing his job. That's really all you got to do. You just got to do your job. All right. Well, anyways, Spotlight reviewed and will show. Again, it hasn't dropped as of yet. But what they're stating here is the investigation is built on a simple premise that the public trust depends on verifiable truth. Over the past year, Spotlight of Maryland has examined these points. Listen up. Thousands of pages of state and federal records obtained through the Maryland Public Information Act and the Freedom of Information Act. 2 decades worth of Moore's public statements, speeches, and interviews. Interviews with a range of sources and subject matter experts, and direct responses and non-responses from the governor's office. Now, there's reporting and application materials as well. The reporting apparently goes beyond Moore's official resume, the full narrative he has presented to the public about his military service, his athletic achievements, and leadership, and compares it against what can be independently verified. So here's what Spotlight of Maryland says. In the coming days and weeks, Spotlight of Maryland will publish a series of reports examining Wes Moore's life from 1996 to the present and dissecting what he has said that may not be true. The sweeping investigation includes all of those points we just went through. So I would assume when they called Wes Moore's office, and it had to be when they started the meltdown, right? Even right before the UMBC poll. I would assume they asked them to verify some of these things that he said in some of the speeches and interviews that he's done in the past. And they said, all right, well, do you have such and such on record? Can you prove that he was actually a part of this organization or he won this award? You know, those kind of things. And they probably had nothing to provide. Now, he was asked about that thesis at Oxford time and time again. I would assume, you know, his response to Armstrong Williams was he was too busy to find it. I would assume that he did not provide it even to the Spotlight on Maryland reporters. And they're probably really going in on that. And I would assume that they probably went even further because Andrew Kerr, of course, he's at the Free Beacon and he looked into that thesis and he did reach out to Oxford. I would assume since they have so many reporters on this, I would assume they have more of a statement even from Oxford on it. Now, of course, don't forget, we mentioned this last week, the thesis, I guess the premise of the thesis was on radical Islam. That's what Wes Moore has always said. Yet when he sat down with Armstrong Williams back in January for that interview, and we played some of the audio here for you, he said that that thesis was based on Hamas. Well, according to what he has said in the past about this thesis, Hamas was never mentioned. So there's so many things that are not lining up, okay? And it is obvious even to the average person that just listens to him speak every once in a while. And so I can only imagine what Spotlight of Maryland has found. But anyway, so we'll continue to watch out. They said it's a series. So this is going to be a slow drip, right? It's going to be drop, 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 drop. And again, the Maryland Dems, they have put themselves in a terrible position. They have put all of their eggs in the Wes Moore basket. I also wanted to note, if you notice, Barack Obama still has not said a word in defense of Wes Moore. All right, coming up next, Glocks are officially banned in Maryland. We'll talk about it. You can weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Sad day for the Second Amendment here in the state of Maryland.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Following the failure to reach a deal at U.S.-Iran peace talks over the weekend, the U.S. military is imposing a naval blockade on Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. continues targeting suspected drug traffickers at sea, blowing up 2 boats in the eastern Pacific. 5 people were killed. 1 suspected trafficker survived. President Trump's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal has been thrown out by a federal judge. In the face of harsh criticism from the president, Pope Leo says he'll continue speaking out for peace for every nation. President Trump says there would be no peace if Iran got a nuclear weapon. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 275 points, while the Nasdaq is trading 59 points higher and the S&P is up 1 point. More details, srnnews.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Could the slumber be over for the polar bear?
Runner from first is going in. Alonso with a base hit up the left field line. Henderson is going to score. Here comes Taylor Ward. He can cruise in, and Pete delivers.
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Alonso's two-run double in the fifth, the key hit of the game, giving Cade Povich and the Birds some breathing room on their way to a 6-2 win over the Giants yesterday at Camden Yards. The O's' fifth win in the last six games. After the game, Alonso asked about remaining aggressive through his slump.
If I'm passive, I'm not that good. So it's like, if I'm passive to a game plan, I'm stuck in between, and that leads to not necessarily recognizing pitches.
The polar bear was in hibernation over the last week, just two for his last 32 coming in. Elsewhere in baseball, a hometown boy makes good in San Diego.
High drive, deep right field. There's some Merrill madness for you right out of the yard.
Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Jackson Merrill, the pride of Severna Park High School, with a monster shot. His third of the year, Padres beat the Rockies. 7-2 was the final. Meanwhile, at Augusta National, Rory McIlroy overcoming a near meltdown on Saturday, shooting a 1-under-71 yesterday to win the 2026 Masters. Joining Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods, he's the only golfers to win it back-to-back.
I thought it was so difficult to win last year because of trying to win the Masters and the Grand Slam, and then this year I realized it's just really difficult to win the Masters.
And finally, in perhaps the final home game of Alex Ovechkin's career, the Capitals keep their playoff hopes alive.
McMichael with some get-up-and-go. Ryan Leonard to the outside, 2-on-1. McMichael here, backhand, he scores! And a thunderous ovation makes it 2-0.
Joe B. had the call on Monumental. Caps would shut out the Pens 3-0 behind 24 saves from Logan Thompson, and need to win their final game against the Blue Jackets and have the Flyers lose twice to sneak in. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's are hit with a raft of injuries. And that is Stein on Sports.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Your Fox 25 forecast. It is suddenly going to feel like summer this week. Mostly cloudy and warm starting today. A little breezy with a stray shower possible and highs in the low 80s. Partly cloudy and comfortable tonight as lows fall to near 60. We've got sunshine and summer heat Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs will climb into the upper 80s on Tuesday. We are looking at highs close to 90 for the first time this season by Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
about Governor Wes Moore there. There's going to be a series dropping from Spotlight on Maryland about our fearless governor. That's right. Apparently, they've been digging into his background, his records, much more than his resume, stemming all the way back to 1996. What were you doing in 1996, Brian, the producer? Do you remember? No, not specifically. All right. Well, in 1996, where was I? You know what? I was in sixth grade. That's where I was. I was at Eugene Burroughs Middle School. Was I sixth grade? No! Hey! I didn't do the math there. As you can see, I'm not too quick. Yeah, I was held back a couple years. That's all right. That's okay. No. I was older than many of the kids, but that's because I have a January birthday, not because I was held back. Brian, the producer, I will say that I feel like I'm not on my A game today. I want to apologize. You know, I do want to apologize. I feel like I'm not getting enough sleep, and I can hear it. You know, I stumble a lot when I don't sleep, so I apologize. Tonight, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure I get a ton of sleep. All right. Real quick, I guess I should say congratulations to Rory McIlroy. You guys know I'm a Bryson DeChambeau kind of fan. I would even, you know what, even if Scottie Scheffler would have won the Masters, I think I would have been still, you know, a little happy. But Rory, if you've ever seen Rory play, to all the Rory fans out there, I've got nothing against you, right? And I've got nothing against, well, I guess it is personally what I have against Rory. He's just so cocky. He's so arrogant. Even just the way he walks around. It's just like, man, a little humility would be great. But maybe, I guess, if you're that good. You know what? No, I take that back. Because here he is. He's won the second Masters in a row, right? And there's only, what they say, four people that have done that. But Tiger Woods has done it. And Tiger Woods doesn't act like Rory. Now, he's a little different these days now that he's been rolling vehicles. But, like, you know, before that, he didn't walk around like his, you know what, didn't stink. You know what? I guess that's, it reminds me of, what is her name? Megan Rapinoe? What is it? Rapinoe? Is it really? Okay. Well, anyways, you know, she played with the U.S. soccer team, and I thought she might have been probably the worst of all time as far as arrogant and cocky. And, you know, I grew up watching Mia Hamm. So it was like, you know that you can be a great soccer player and not have that ridiculous attitude along with it, right? Anyways, I'm not going to get off on that tangent. I just like when athletes are not, you know, jerks, I guess. But you know what? They're athletes and I'm not. So maybe they can be jerks. And I just have to, you know, realize that they're just greatness and I'm not. All right, I did want to talk about a couple different things before we leave here today. Don't forget, you got Rob Carson coming up at 12 o'clock. You might have saw the videos over the weekend. Turning Point's Savannah Hernandez was brutally assaulted in front of an ICE facility as violent protesters were there protesting, obviously, ICE. But here's what I'll say. This has gone to another level. Savannah Hernandez, you might have seen her. She's more of an independent journalist. She's really a sweetheart. If you've ever met her, she's a sweetheart. She's really nice. For the most part, she's kind of quiet. All right. But she does these, you know, these independent videos where she'll go out to some of these protests and then she'll take her cell phone. And so a lot of the videos, the content that she has, she posts, she's talking to protesters out there with her cell phone. And I have said this before in the past. And I said the same thing about Laura Loomer. I hate when they go out there by themselves. Okay. Because Laura Loomer used to do the same thing. And so they would end up in the middle of these protests, and there's like hundreds of people out there, and it's just them alone with the cell phone, and they're just hitting record on it. And I understand, you know, it's great content. A lot of people like to see it, but it's dangerous. It is really dangerous. And so over the weekend, Savannah was brutally assaulted. I saw the video more than once just because I was trying to see exactly, you know, what kind of initiated the assault there. But she was standing there with her cell phone. She was trying to record, and all of these protesters had whistles. I guess that's their thing now. Like, if you're standing there trying to record, they blow the whistles so that you can't actually record anything and your voice isn't, you know, going through the mic. Well, anyways, they're all screaming in there. You know, they got the whistles, and it's skay, 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 yeah. And so you can see where Savannah tries to walk out of the group of those, you know, blasting or blaring the whistles. So she's trying to walk away. At this point, a woman and her father I know. A woman and her father, they were there blowing the whistles. Well, the woman decides, and when I say woman, you know, if I was to give you an age here, an age range, I would say she's maybe between the ages of 20 and 25, right? Very young. The woman decides that she's going to follow Savannah as she's trying to leave the protest, the crowd. And so she's blaring this whistle, and she's really close to Savannah. So much so where Savannah's got to kind of, like, push her, like, you know, shoulder her to get through the crowd because she's that close to her. She's right up on her. Well, as she's walking, and I don't know if someone tripped or somebody fell into somebody, but you can't initially see who actually hits who first because they almost look like they trip at the same time. There was, you know, there was a lot of you know, different sidewalks out there. I saw that there was a curb that she was trying to get off of. Anyways, she ends up shouldering the girl, and I can't tell who did what, but she shoulders the girl as she's walking. The girl takes it as she hit her. So she spins around and hits Savannah and punches her so hard, she ends up going through this little, it was like a narrow walkway, and she hits a fence and kind of bounces off the fence. Well, the way she bounces off the fence, Savannah, you know, bounces off the fence, and then she's standing upright again because of the way, I guess, you know, the way the fence was. Well, anyways, you know, Savannah, then she starts screaming. The girl comes at her again. Savannah then throws a punch back at her. And so now, you know, the girl's upset. Somebody pulls the girl off that's standing there with the protesters. So there are actual protesters, anti-ICE protesters, you know, basically trying to get the girl off of Savannah. Right. So they were helping Savannah out, which I said online, you know, I think anybody could say that they appreciate the fact that they were helping Savannah in this moment. OK, again, a very dangerous situation. So anyways, they get this girl off of Savannah. Savannah walks maybe three steps away from the crowd. And then the girl's father, the protester's father that initially got into, you know, an altercation there with Savannah, he comes up behind Savannah, pushes Savannah so hard. This is a grown man, mind you, and he's a big guy. Pushes Savannah so hard in the camera frame, you see her feet leave the ground, her neck actually jolts backwards, her body goes forward. This guy, when I say he shoved her hard, that's an understatement. And he yells, "How dare you hit my daughter?" Right? So now Savannah's on the ground. The daughter then runs and jumps on top of her and starts swinging on Savannah, punching her in the head. Then you got all these protesters that jump in. There's like two guys and one girl. They were able to get the protester that was swinging on Savannah. They were able to get her off of Savannah. That protester's boyfriend was there, by the way. The daughter's boyfriend was there. He then puts her in like a, it's not like a chokehold, but it's like a little bit of a lock where he locks her arms and pulls her back, right? That's her boyfriend that did that. And so they then get Savannah to safety, and then you see the police, they were there, you know, at the top of the gate where they were, you know, kind of running towards. Anyways, I say all this to say, turning point, and I even, you know, said earlier, they're going to have to do something as far as security, okay? After Charlie Kirk's assassination, I know they brought in a lot of money, and rightfully so, okay? I'm not one of those people complaining about it. Rightfully so, but I think it's time to spend that money on security for, you know, some of your commentators or some of those people you have out in the field. And honestly, and I'm going to be very honest here, I am shocked that Turning Point is still sending their commentators out without security, considering what happened to Charlie Kirk. It's a bit distressing, to say the least. A bit distressing. When I saw Savannah, and I saw that video, when I saw her in the middle of that crowd by herself, there wasn't any security there at all. Charlie Kirk was just assassinated, right? What was that, 7-8 months ago? Yeah, September 10th. And now you've got these commentators out here getting content for your social media sites as a Turning Point content creator, and you don't have security out there? That raises an eyebrow for me, to say the least. I hope they correct that problem, and I hope they get on top of it. You know, I don't think that the content is a bad idea. I think it's a great idea. I watch the content all the time. I like to know what those protesters are saying. I like to see some of the ridiculous answers they give some of the questions. I like seeing all that stuff. But you're I mean, these kids need security. They need security. Anyways, it was announced that both the father and the daughter are both going to be charged with assault. And so I would suspect, after reviewing the video, I would suspect they might actually serve some jail time. We will wait and see. Also, I wanted to make sure you knew that Glocks are officially banned here in the state of Maryland. Now, how will that help law-abiding Marylanders? It won't. It won't. And the criminals will still have them. And remember when Mayor Scott would say that all of these guns are coming in from other states? Remember that? So banning Glocks in Maryland, how does that address the issue, right? Because we were told by Brandon Scott, time and time again, he would go on, at that time it was MSNBC, and he said he had all this data and all these numbers that showed that the handguns were coming in from other red states, and that was our major problem. Well, now you have the legislators in Annapolis that said, okay, forget about that data, forget about the experts there, right? That's what they do. It's when it's convenient. Forget about those numbers. We're going to go ahead and we're going to ban Glocks altogether. And so we were talking to Brian Fletcher from Free State Gun Range. Remember, he was explaining this to us when he was here in studio. Just so you know, they did have the vote. And now that will take effect. And, you know, it will most likely be overturned. I think Brian Fletcher was talking about that, too, when he was here. But this is going to have to be, in front of the Supreme Court. And now we got to wait and see what happens next. Now, it is unconstitutional, I would think. Right? I would think. But why are we even in this position? You know, again, elections have consequences. The only thing I can hope, and maybe you guys feel the same way, I don't think those that vote blue, no matter who in the state of Maryland, I don't think they're ever going to change, right? I think those that are above the age of 50, and that's a huge voting block, and they vote blue no matter who, I don't think they're ever going to change. And so I think the best that we can hope for, and this is what many Republicans already do, they're already registered as Democrats, because they want to vote for the Democrat that is not as evil as the other. But that's the only thing we can actually hope for at this point. I mean, you've got Delegate David Moon. You've got all these people in the House and in the Senate, frankly, on the left that are making these decisions, right? I mean, Senator Will Smith, he was in the Senate saying that he didn't want to hold really juveniles accountable. I mean, that's basically what he said. Send them right to DJS? Really? The eighth time they've carjacked a little old lady at gunpoint? And he's a lawyer, supposedly. And of course, we had that discussion earlier. But, you know, law-abiding Marylanders, you know, again, when you're looking at the bills passed this session, I don't see where many of them benefit you. There are a few, and that is because Republicans have done a great job in Annapolis to get some of these bills through. But for the most part, a lot of them are just awful. Now, again, thanks to our legislators for getting the amendments through, and some of these bills are not as awful as they once were, but they're still bad. But, you know, this is kind of my beef I think I have with the legislator that doesn't want to show up, thinking Republicans have no power or authority. This is why you have to show up. This is why you have to show up. Because, honestly, this is why people pay you. And you've got to be there. All right. I did want to mention, and I will read from the website here, the missing man in Maryland. We talked about this last week. The gentleman by the name of Branson Ordure. Remember, they saw him leaving a bar in Fells Point. He was on camera talking to three people. He was obviously intoxicated. Well, not sure if you guys saw, but there's a latest update here in the search for Branson. A couple of different things. There's been a dive team in the water at the Inner Harbor. Now, the bike he was riding on, just so you guys know, it was found in like the Harbor East area. And so there were some people speculating whether or not he could have possibly gone into the water. Now, I say on this that, you know, I would think that they would know. There are so many cameras down there. How would they not know? Right? How would they not know? I would think, you know, the way that the cameras are there, you've got them going from Fells Point to the Inner Harbor towards Harbor East. I mean, I would think that you would have him on camera the entire time, right? Anyways, they're still searching for him. His family very upset, rightfully so. And they're saying that he's not using his bank card, right? He's not using any of his personal items in which they can find, you know, the latest data for. So, again, very concerning. Now, another piece of this, you got people on the left, because this is what they do, and we don't know, you know, anything, whether or not, there's no evidence to suggest this, but they're saying now they are not certain if he was picked up by ICE. Okay. So apparently he is an immigrant himself. Now, from my understanding, the girlfriend has spoken before about Branson as soon as he, you know, went missing. And he is a legal immigrant, not illegal immigrant. But they're now wondering, and it's, you know, those that like to stir the pot, if whether or not he was picked up by ICE. Well, ICE has responded, in case you were wondering. And they say, no, they don't have Branson. Okay? They wish they did, so he would be safe and sound. But they don't have Branson. And I would have never even guessed that they had Branson. You're telling me while he was intoxicated and riding around, you know, at 3 a.m. in Baltimore City, you think that's when ICE decided to strike? And they got it so wrong that they detained somebody that's here legally? I just think that that's ridiculous to even think that, but that's what you got. You got the you know, those that like to sow that ridiculous narrative, they're pushing that out there. So just so you know, in case you see it, ICE has already said that that is not the case. They have not detained him or anyone else in that area, and they do not have them have him in their possession. But that's what's being said. All right, when we get back, we'll wrap up the conversation. Got a couple things I want to go over, and then I'll give you my take on the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and I will see if you have any text messages here that I should read to you. And then also, don't forget, tomorrow we'll be joined on air with Allison Healy. She's a state's attorney there in Harford County. We'd love to give her feedback on the automatic charge bill for juveniles, and then, of course, the Community Trust Act. All right, stay right there. I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, are now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad, Tim Munson's love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and so do I. The AES motto is still the same, so don't worry. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. So today, call AES Builders at 410-574-4400, or you can visit them online at aeshome.us.
Car crash, slip and fall, workplace injury? Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to an insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Lynn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Hair volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Monday on the show, will the fragile truce between the United States and Iran hold over the weekend? I predict the butt kicking will resume in 3, 2.
It's tragic, really. He exploded on stage. It just was like a flash of green light, and that was it. There's a little green globule on his drum seat.
Join me noon to 3 Monday.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Of course, the question of the day. Hopefully you took part in that poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. All right, let me refresh this here. So, of course, the question is, what should happen next in Iran? Okay, let's see where many of you stand. I will tell you right now where I stand. Again, the options were continued negotiations, drop bombs at Iran, or bail on the Iran attack altogether. All right? So only 2% of you believe that we should just bail out at this point. Which, of course, you know, doesn't make sense. As many people pointed out, we're far into this. And I wouldn't even want to see us bail even if we weren't far into this. I mean, I could be on day two and I would say still, you know, let's go. You know? That's how I feel about this. And then, of course, you know, continued negotiations, 18%. 18% of you say we should continue negotiations. I did suggest earlier that maybe Trump should take the reins here, stop handing this off to others and just, you know, perhaps it's time for you to go ahead and just go to Pakistan yourself and figure this out. And then the other option was drop bombs on Iran. You know, just last week we were told that we might drop bombs on their infrastructure. The Iranians formed human chains around some of that infrastructure. And then President Trump said, okay, we'll do a two-week ceasefire. Something got confused somewhere because Israel was still trying to take out Hezbollah in Lebanon. And so then Iran said, wait a minute, I thought you said ceasefire. And then, of course, the U.S. said, well, that wasn't included. We were just talking about between you and I, you know what I mean? This is a you and me situation. I mean, I don't know what Israel's doing. We're over there. Anyway, so there's been a lot going on. And I want to say, just drop the bombs on the infrastructure already. Or even just Karg Island. I don't know. Figure it out. There's got to be some kind of, you know, military action here, in my view. Not an expert. I just listen to those that are experts on it. And I just don't know how else you get out of this. I don't know what other cards we have to play. And, you know, many of you, like myself, we don't want to see oil prices go up. And I, you know, even when the caller called it earlier, I think it was Andy in Joppa. These people hate us. If they had the opportunity to kill us, they would. They would. All right. Let's see. Ron says, Cam, the process is the punishment. The anti-semi-automatic ban will take years to wind through the courts. Meanwhile, our Second Amendment rights get denied. That's the strategy. Make Marylanders hurt. Ron, you're so right. And we're talking about the Glocks being banned here in the state of Maryland. It is. It's a shame. It truly is a shame. And Greg says, those who negotiate for peace, according to Iranian culture, are considered weak. The victor doesn't negotiate for peace. Yeah, Greg, great point there. Let's see, you got a couple other text messages here as well. Let's see. Todd says, Kim, it's Todd and Street. When I hear the governor speak, I just want to puke coat hangers. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's why I only clip one clip for you guys. If you don't mind hearing Governor Moore speak, I would suggest that you listen to his interview with Al Sharpton and his plans for 2028. Believe it or not, Al Sharpton asked him on stage whether or not he would consider running in 2028. And he does that whole thing where he, like, you know, giggles and smiles and seems a little zesty at times. And so, of course, the crowd was, you know, they were, you know, cheering him on and all this. But he never said, no, I am not running in 2028. Now he's saying, you know, pretty much nothing at all. So, you know, Westmore playing games. I know they want him to run in 2028. That is obvious. That is obvious. That's why he doesn't care about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. He thinks he's going to be out of Dodge. All right, tomorrow, Allison Healy, state's attorney from Hartford County, is going to join us on the show. Brian, the producer, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
This is the right choice for Maryland.